Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellison. It's Tuesday, July 13th, 2010.
And it has been a long time.
It's been a long time since we rock and roll.
Have we ever gone longer than a month? I mean, it's been a month. It's been a month.
Never longer.
We've gone close to being...
Nearly, but never.
But we're back anyways with... Episode 6.12.
It'd be so perfect today to have Gene Autry singing "Back in the Saddle Again."
Gene Autry is no longer with us.
I know Gene Autry is passed. However, yes. His Angels that he birthed will be hosting the All-Star Game tonight.
Oh, gosh.
So that would be just perfect timing.
You had to get that in there, anyways. 6:12. The NFC. AFC East. Not the NFC East.
Playing alphabetically.
Although I would like to do the NFC East.
All
the
time.
But it's the AFC East assessment show.
In fact, I have an announcement. Steven, beginning next week, is going to start an NFC East podcast. Daily. All by itself.
That is a false announcement. Although the Dallas Cowboys Star Report is creeping back onto the waves. Yeah.
Holding my breath.
It never got off the ground last year.
No, the year before.
It tried.
You've had that URL locked up for a long time, though.
No, I actually did 8 episodes the year before.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know. I never heard it.
Actually, I know. Thanks a lot. Thanks. That's quite all right.
Nothing but love and support here.
Absolutely. That's what you do. But anyways, we got a lot of news to catch up. On the Buffalo Bills.
The Miami Dolphins.
The New England Patriots.
And the Nueva York Jets.
And we're going to tell you what their season's going to look like. It's going to be an interesting division, shall we say.
This may be a big changing of the tide.
We'll
talk
about that. Lots of NFL news. Michael Vick in the news again.
Don Coryell, some sad news.
Ben Roethlisberger in the news again.
With his Johnson. And
why is it always his Johnson?
I don't know.
All right. And other NFL news that we'll get to. All this coming up.
Right.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
You know, I think maybe Ben should, maybe we're going to find out is Ben Johnson Roethlisberger is actually his full legal name.
Ah, there it is. So when they talk about Johnson, they're talking about one of his middle names.
Exactly. It's just like he's got a third name.
I see.
Possibly.
My neighbor's last name is Johnson.
There you go. And there's nothing about that that's bad. He's a nice man. He's a very nice man.
He watches my home when I'm away.
Might as well pay him for security.
I should.
Nobody would get near your place.
He actually has security cameras, and he has realigned one so that it gets my front yard.
Nice.
Yes. So he's like, don't worry. We'll if anything ever happens, we got it on tape.
So we got this old black man. That I see like an NSA security guy sitting behind a bank of monitors. He wanders around the front yard, and you're just like, what's so strange about an older black man wandering around his front yard? But then he goes inside and he puts on his little spy cap.
Yeah.
And he sits there and he packs his guns and he's just ready for any trouble.
And the thing is, he's been doing like handyman work and carpentry
and
stuff for like, I don't know, 40 years or
something.
But like
most
that.
Carpenters, his house is incomplete.
Yes, which is weird. He's I'll get it up someday.
No, that's part of being a carpenter, is your own house is never complete.
Right.
Because you're busy doing other things for other people.
Other people's houses, yes.
So, well, we missed you guys. I missed the show. Steve missed the show.
I missed the show. Did we miss the guys?
We missed the gang.
You know what? The gang made me feel so good. I sent out an email throwing myself under the bus.
Yeah, I wrote an innocuous email.
And now
it looks like it's for me.
Well,
I'm throwing you under the bus. No, it wasn't. I didn't.
Jeff composed the email. And I signed it.
But it had nothing to do with you. It just was, hey, this happened about fantasy football winners.
Right.
And ESPN went
I told you, I said throw me under the bus.
I wasn't comfortable. It just felt like a corporate thing that we should just man up together.
I see.
And then you go and you write it, and it sounds like I'm slamming you, and I went to great lengths not to. And now it sounds like I'm slamming you.
He wanted to slap me, so I really did it for him.
That was not cathartic.
So we got a ton of emails. A lot of the winners were like, yeah, we won. Don't worry. He's like, trust me. One of them said, look, Steven, I get it. Look, I have a hard time managing my own life, and I neither have children nor a podcast to do. Yeah. So they were really cool about it. Thank you very much. I still need the winner for League 9.
So that's the only one we're missing?
Yeah, and 4.
9 and 4.
Yes.
Okay.
4, I believe I know. You need to send an email to Brian Burt.
Oh, that's...
He was in that league.
That's easy.
And I think he might know, because I think he was in the championship. I don't know if he won or not. But he would have responded probably had he won. Maybe not.
He's really backed up.
Shoot him an email and see if he remembers. And League 9, I'll start banging on some doors. But the good news is Leagues 1 through 6... You will be expecting NFL Rants and Raves hoodie.
Well, but first we got to get your size.
Yes.
And we got to find out if you want it signed or not.
I'll send that email today, which is with the specifications.
Specifications.
And then leagues 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12, the bottom half leagues will get a autographed T-shirt, NFL Rants and Raves T-shirt. Your size and stuff. We'll get those emails sent out. But thank you for everyone who responded. Even people who didn't win were like, I didn't win, but if the guy doesn't claim his prize, I'll take it.
And so, I'm a medium.
And some guy responded, yeah, I was 8th place, and that won me $2,000. I'll wait for the check. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, sorry. That's not the case. If you did play in the... I don't want to say the money league, but in the league with financial substance, those people were already paid.
The special league.
Yeah, it was.
No, when there's money involved
you got
that gets handled.
Yeah, that gets handled.
You know, when
quickly,
Steven owes money or something. Speaking of, you owe me money.
Do I owe you money?
The 3G card. I need the card and the money.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got to shut it down. I'm paying $60
a
month.
Shut it down. Shut it down.
I'm not going to shut it down without checking with you first.
Shut it down.
I just checked with you.
I don't even know if I know where that card is. Shut it down. Shut it down.
I was going to sell it on eBay. I need it.
I'll give you $5.
Whoa.
That's about all I can afford. That's what it's worth.
That's what a 3G AT&T 3G card is.
You can get a new one for
$50. I paid $100 and something.
You can get a new one for $50. And since
so
I'm
you'll
your
give
brother-in-law,
you'll rip me off.
You're giving me a huge discount because you love me.
Now,
and you're not going to use it anymore.
Okay, the boy's tuition.
Yes.
A kitchen remodel.
Yes.
And a vacation.
Well, that all sounds like a lot of fun for you.
A lot of fun for me.
Yes.
And that equals, I was telling Jordan last night, we're going to be 3 months digging out of the hole that we just dug.
Yeah, look, because of, you know, having to go see my mom and stuff, I have holes that I need to get out of too.
Well, I'm not saying your holes aren't bigger than mine, but my holes are just as valid. And when you took something of mine... And
I will
are giving me $20 on something
it.
That costs $60 you've had for nearly a month.
I only used it for the week I told you I was going to use it.
Yeah, but I never got it back, so I couldn't
I
shut it down.
I wasn't expecting you to just keep
it. You rely
it live.
On it for your business, do you not?
No, not only for that 1 week I did.
But we never talked. We haven't seen each other
well,
until
there
Sunday.
You go, but our
and
deal,
now we're back fighting again. I don't know what to do.
Our
this
deal was
hard.
For a week. So after the week, you should have shut it down.
Even it's been so long since we've seen each other, now we're fighting again.
I know. But you know what? Had I given you a card and you said I need it for a week, after the week was over, I would have shut it down.
I know, because you're mean.
Why does it always come back to me being mean?
It's just easier.
It's just easier. Well, since we're in a mean mood, let's go talk about be mean about Ben Roethlisberger, shall
we? I'm not going to be mean to Ben.
Let's be mean. Why
All
not?
All right, fine. So off air, Steve and I started this discussion that's very pertinent, and it comes here. So basically, NBC-owned, I just want to be clear about that, NBC-owned ProFootballTalk.com.
Are they the ones who are... Because I haven't seen the story anywhere.
Well, see, they are passing along rumors that suspended Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger was recently caught urinating at a golf course in Columbus, Ohio. A woman saw him and now is going to press charges, of course, because she can, and
so,
he's Ben Roethlisberger.
Wait a minute. So let me see. Let me get
now, this
straight.
Is Mike Florio acknowledging that it's all rumors and that the source of the story has multiple emails over the past 2 days. However, they're legitimate confirmations that he was there and that it was somebody else in his party. That was not me urinating. That was someone else in my golfing party urinating.
Okay, so Ben's at a golf course.
In Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, yes. Ohio.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's cool. You play some golf.
Playing golf is good.
Yes. And someone said he took out his willy and started peeing on the plants.
Now, I doubt that. I mean, just, okay, first of all, let's establish this. Steven, I think I, like you, like most people, including myself, who've ever played golf, have peed out of doors while playing golf.
I have never peed outdoors while playing golf. I've always waited.
Waited till we got to one of the two restrooms.
Yes,
one on the front nine and one on the back
and
nine.
And I go into the bathroom, and that's where I go pee pee. I don't go pee pee out in somebody's golf
sometimes
course.
Sometimes you got. First of all, A, you don't drink. So okay. Sometimes if you've had a few beers.
So that makes it all better if you're drinking pee pee on the golf course.
What you don't know is that beer seems to pass through the body at an extraordinarily accelerated rate.
So if you're out of the golf course, you're playing golf.
You had a couple of beers.
You had a couple of beers.
You got to pee.
You need to pee.
And I'm standing here in the tee box ready to hit it off the black tees about 900 yards. And I got to go.
And so you just go behind a tree?
You find a tree, and you discreetly look around. You assess, make sure there's no female parties right behind you or something like that. And you relieve yourself, and then you go back and you drive that mofo 1,000 yards.
Yes. You probably only hit about 150.
No, mine actually dribbles off the tee and doesn't make it past the women's tee box, and I have to drop trout.
Which, again, you're not being decent when you put your pants off in public.
Is that why you hit it past the women's tee box so that you don't have to be indecent? But you
absolutely
acknowledge that you have to do that.
Yeah, I would have to, but that's why I don't do it.
It's the law.
That's why I make sure that that's why I don't hit my driver.
So let's get back to the point.
The tees. That's why I hit my 3-iron. Because I want to make sure I get a nice, good shot and land it in the fairway.
Just like the old people.
Yeah.
150 yards, but damn it, it's straight, and I'm in the fairway, and I got a great second shot. Dude, it's a par three.
I'll hit my 8-iron then.
All right, but let's get back to the point. You've never once... My question is, why?
Because there's something indecent about... peeing in someone else's property.
Someone else's property where I just paid $60 to play or $80 to play, depending on
where. They're providing you bathrooms
at two spots. And if you go to that spot, then the people behind you are going to be furious and wanting to play through.
So let them play through. Golf is for fun and leisurely and just relaxing.
It's not nearly as fun and leisurely. Have you been playing with my dad again? Who's been dead for 2 years? I mean, yeah, with Jim, it was like that.
Yeah.
And they played down at Seizure World at the retirement community.
What's wrong with that?
It's simple. They're
doing
a lot more chill.
Playing.
When you play at public courses and stuff, people get pretty uptight. And they want to keep ready golf and let's keep playing.
Ready golf. Go on by me. I'm cool. I'm good.
Yeah. It just kind of throws off the whole timing of the whole round.
I see.
And so it's easier just to really... So the reason you don't, let's get back to the point. So Ben Roethlisberger has been accused. That's it. And I think
that's what we're reporting. Now it's not confirmed or denied. But Ben Roethlisberger has issued a statement saying it wasn't me. It was somebody I was playing with.
And let's remember exactly what our special purpose is.
And the person that he was playing with, they all look like him?
Our special
purpose is to check all rumors, even if they're ridiculous.
But apparently it's not ridiculous because he's come out and issued a statement saying it wasn't me, it was somebody I was playing with.
I don't know that he issued a statement to that effect, but someone is saying that.
Someone is saying that that's what he said. Okay.
So here's the deal. First of all, I'm shocked that you haven't because... Do you pee outside ever?
No. I have peed twice outside in your backyard.
Now that brings up 2 points here. One, why just in my backyard?
Because.
And second of all, what's up with you that you haven't exercised one of the greatest gifts of being a man, which is the freedom to pee outside?
I did twice in your backyard.
But that brings up the question of what is it about my backyard that you feel like you can just take advantage of where
times,
I never would otherwise?
The 2 times that I've done it in your backyard, we were having a poker party.
Yeah.
In your garage.
Right.
And everybody took a potty break, and everybody went out before me. And as I looked out, Adam was in one corner. Whitey was in another corner. You were in another corner.
Bender's in another
corner. Bender's in another corner. So I'm like, why don't I find myself a corner? That's what they're all doing. I wanted to be a part of the group.
So if we all jumped off the roof, you do that.
I would probably jump off. It's a party. It's a poker party. You do what the poker people do. Right?
We drink beer and you hate beer.
Usually I come into your house and I go into the bathroom and
amazing.
Those two times everybody was out there. Everybody went at the exact same time. Everybody went to the
Not
spot.
Together. You saved that.
Yeah.
So when you're young, you never had the joy of crisscross applesauce.
No, what the hell is that?
Oh my gosh. You stand up like on a high cliff or something like that, and you cross the streams, to quote Ghostbusters.
You never cross the stream.
You do. It's kind of fun.
I don't want to cross streams with anybody.
Wow, that was one of the greatest joys of being a kid. Steven is so repressed that he has missed a significant part of the joy of being male.
That is not being repressed. That's just not being disgusting.
So you have a very low threshold for maleness, basically. And the joys of being a male.
I enjoy being a male a lot.
A lot. Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to
public urination
cross my stream with someone else's stream.
Well, they're usually your best friends.
That's
disgusting. It's just funny to watch it all splash all over. You're standing on a big cliff.
You went to a whole nother level right now with me, dog.
Yeah, but not with the listeners. That's the thing. See, they're all like, yeah, crisscross applesauce.
What the heck is crisscross? That's applesauce. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, it gets all foamy. Anyways.
Oh, God.
So.
Oh, God.
Anyway, so here's the point I wanted to make about Ben Roethlisberger.
I don't do it. Don't do it.
Well, here's the thing. Ben, if you did, bad call. Bad call. Because when you are...
already under the microscope.
But this would come back to the fact that he doesn't get it in the sense of... See, Steven, if you had told me the reason you hadn't peed at golf courses was because my skin appearance is black. And there is still residual racism out there.
Okay.
Especially at golf courses. You're going to find more of it than you do anywhere else. And so I am under the spotlight because I look black. And therefore... people are going to be looking at me more closely than they are anyone else to do something wrong and to try and get me in trouble.
Well, that's true too.
Is that okay? Well, I mean, because that would make perfect sense, and I would concur with that.
I still have something inside of me that says it's not decent.
But you do have a modesty index that just pushes you out of the realm of saying I'm not comfortable with this,
right?
And that's cool, and I respect that. I mean, again, it's a minority view, but it is perfectly. There's nothing wrong with it, saying that modesty says I can't do this.
Yes, I'm not a big fan of Manny Rodriguez peeing on the Green Monster.
Well, that was only wrong because that's an icon. You don't go up to the Lincoln Memorial and pee on it.
Okay, it's not an icon. It's a bush in the middle of an outfield.
It's not a bush. It's a metal scoreboard. The Green Monster, he doesn't even know what the Green Monster is.
I don't know. I thought it was the place where there's the bush and the ivy and the ball rolls. That's Fenway.
That's the grassy knoll, and that's in Dallas.
No. What park has the wall of leaves where the ball gets lost?
Okay, that is Wrigley Field in Chicago.
Isn't that where he peed?
No, he played for the Red Sox.
Right.
And the Green Monster is the giant wall in left field. That basically makes it a very short left field, and they have a giant
wall.
You
can't hit a home run,
and it's got a manual scoreboard. Oh, you can hit home runs. People launch them over the Green Monster, and that's very exciting.
But it's like really tall, and you have to hit a monster home run.
It's about 40-50 feet high.
Okay,
and it's truly impressive, and it's just the most.
It's not a regular wall. You hit a home run over that, you've done something impressive.
You have, but if again hitting something off that wall is no big deal. I could hit it off the wall,
right?
It's only like 270 feet, maybe.
But you usually get a double when you hit it off the wall because...
Often. Yes. Manny, being the left fielder, was, when he was...
The best.
Playing balls off the wall and trying to keep guys at first base.
Yes.
He'd get the ball into second really fast with a whip throw. But he went inside the manual scoreboard,
yes,
and he relieved himself inside the scoreboard.
But he was out of the public eye.
Absolutely.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I suspect there was staff there. But again, me, the guy who played crisscross applesauce as a kid, isn't going to take issue with there being other people around. And me being the guy at a golf course who's done that. And me being the guy who's hosted a poker game. My levels of modesty are different. Yes. Now, mind you, if I was out of the country, although I have had to lay the deuce in China in a public place, that's unfortunate. That's just because there's no bathrooms in where I was.
Okay, I want to move on to the
understood.
Next story.
Understood. But here's the thing. Here is the point. Ben Roethlisberger, if there's any truth to the... Well, even if it was someone else in his party...
You can do that.
You cannot have anyone in your party do this because what you are failing to grasp, if there's any truth to this, is that you are not just a guy.
Not just that, Jeffrey. You have been... You're being scrutinized with the trouble you're in. But you're in trouble.
Steven, let's say...
There is no margin for error. And this is the next story we're going to get to with Mike Vick. You're in trouble.
Oh, yeah. It's a perfect segue.
There is no margin for error. You can't even do the slightest thing. You can't look at someone cockeyed.
But if your name is Ted Robinson, just making up a name, and if your name is Ted Robinson, I'm sorry that you just freaked out. But let's say your name is Ted Robinson, and you've been accused of the same thing Ben Roethlisberger has. You're still free to pee on a golf course.
Yeah.
Okay, because you are not a public figure. When you're a public figure, the thing that would be failed to be grasped is that people are watching you more closely than anything.
I think it's you're a public figure in trouble.
And that exacerbates... Hanks,
people would have made fun of me. Man, Tom Hanks just put out his willy and pee-peed on the golf course.
What about George Michael back in the 80s?
But that was different. He did it at somebody. He waved his willy at
somebody. No, he didn't. He was in a bathroom.
And he waved it at somebody.
Park. No. He was enjoying himself in a bathroom
and
a park.
And as he was enjoying himself, he waved it at somebody.
I don't think he did. There was The cop walked in, to the best of my recollection. This is going in the Wayback Machine. You guys have got to get all over Google. Yeah. Don't ask us. Go to Google.
And he waved it at the cop.
I think he was probably putting it away.
My recollection was he waved it at the cop.
Well, I didn't know you were there. I'm sorry.
I wasn't there. My recollection of the story, how about that?
Okay.
Is that he waved it at somebody.
Well, okay. We're not going to get into the physics of waving things that you've just been playing. We're not going to get into that at all. But let's just say that you don't have anyone in your party, in your entourage, that might even remotely do something that would possibly fall back on you in a negative light.
Yes.
That is the most essential thing. When A, you're a public person, and B, you're in trouble.
Yes.
And that is the point.
And I think my point is, if you know, Tom Hanks is in trouble. He's a loved guy. Everybody loves him.
Right.
Everybody loves his movies. And she did. He's one of the guys. And he, like you, everybody does it.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're Ben Roethlisberger.
A, you're not just
and you're
a
in
guy.
Trouble,
and B, you're in trouble.
Man, how can you be pulling out your willy when you just got in trouble for your willy?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
That's Johnson.
And here's the thing is with Michael Vick, now with the whole, I'm going to throw a party and I'm going to have 300 people and they're going to be, you know what? Let's make it open to the public. So then anybody comes in. And then
anybody?
Some of the people that come in are your co-defendants that, you know, jumped.
That you went to prison because of.
Right. They ratted you out. They sold you out. And the next thing you know, you're in an argument with one of them. And then you leave. And 5 seconds after you leave.
No, it was 3 minutes after he left.
3 minutes after you leave, someone pops a cap in the dude.
Bang, bang.
You know, you can't put yourself in that situation.
And that's what Tony Dungy told him.
And then, you know, and then your lawyer was like, he was gone. It was a whole
he was long
half
gone.
Hour, 30,
no, no.
30
he didn't,
minutes.
He didn't say, he just said he was long gone from the scene.
What something I read said 20 to 30 minutes he was had been gone
well,
for
I think that person's
minutes.
Interpreting the lawyer saying long gone and saying, well, that's how I interpret long gone.
And then
gone.
After the long gone statement, the video surfaced that, you know, he was
three
there.
Minutes.
Couple minutes and then boom, boom.
And then story surfaced that he was in a fracas with another person at the party.
You
wow, this looks bad.
Be that dumb. You just can't be that dumb.
You can because you got yourself in this mess in the first place.
I just
you decide that that,
no,
again,
I understand. You got yourself in that mess, so you can't ever be that dumb ever again to get yourself
Steven,
in that mess again.
NFL R&R phrase number 5, failure to grasp.
Holding?
No, a concept,
oh,
an idea.
Yeah, yeah, there's
something
a lot of,
that
there's
is
a
important,
lot of players out there
that
don't
fail to grasp something.
Yeah.
And what we're talking about right now is guys that are in trouble and they fail to grasp the exact situation that they are in and to make the necessary modifications to their lives to make it so that this will not happen again. And that, I think, is the most important thing. It's and it, you know what? That is the most succinct way to possibly put it, Stephen. Failure to grasp.
There was a lineman of the Dallas Cowboys, Petit, and he didn't play that long with the Cowboys, but he was there and during Bill Parcells' years. And I remember being at training camp, and he had a failure to grasp some of the concepts Parcells was getting.
Get your butt down, Flozell Adams!
Oh, gosh. Parcells rode Petit like all summer long that
yeah.
training camp. It was just like, and McQuiston was the other one. McQuiston just, he rode those two offensive linemen to the ground. I mean,
we all have a failure to grasp
yes.
in some part of our life.
I'm trying to figure mine.
Fantasy football?
I grasp it quite well.
So what do you call it when you move into the, maybe this problem will just go away if I don't do anything about it, or if I just worry about it. That's a failure to grasp at some level.
Look, I have a life.
I know.
And when the Super Bowl is over and the Pro Bowl is over, I have to tend to some things
yeah.
that I haven't tended to during the football season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I go coach my daughter's baseball team.
Yeah,
I
do.
I go do stuff.
How'd they do this year?
They did great.
Yeah.
There were only 3 returning players,
mm-hmm.
so I had a whole bunch of newbies.
Yep.
And the first game was, you know, I had the 3 returning players look really good, and the newbies be like, you guys have never played
baseball. Which way is first base?
Ever in your life. And by the end of the season, they were great. They were getting outs.
They're balling.
They were hitting the ball. They were crushing the ball. Elena crushed the ball by the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
She was crushing it. And I had 2 kids who couldn't swing a bat at the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
They honestly did not know how to swing a bat. And then in the season, they were crushing the ball, so... very good season. But I just, you know, I just, it once it's out of my mind, it's out of my mind. I mean, you can't put it back in your mind.
Steven's mind goes completely where it will, when it will. When we had, again, we hadn't seen each other.
I'm a focused guy.
A focused guy, to the exclusion of other things.
Well, yeah, because that's not
what's... When you focus, you lose focus on other things.
Yes, I focus on what's the moment.
So maybe you hyper-focus.
I'm a focus in the moment.
You're hyper focus. That's
that
a symptom of ADD also, by the way.
ADD.
What did I say?
What were we talking about?
Huh? Anyway, Yusuf's just busted a gut right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, so here's
the
deal.
Got an email from Yusuf saying, I didn't win anything. None of my teams that I played with you guys were worth anything because I was worried about this, and I was worried about my trip to the States and
yep.
getting ready for the London game, and I just didn't... There were some weeks where I didn't even change my roster.
Ooh.
I was like, yeah, Yusuf, you did not do good. Anyways.
So
there's someone else who needs a shout-out, except I don't have the name in front of me. You'll get a shout-out on the next show, I promise.
That guy or woman. You know who you are.
Because his brother doesn't believe him.
First of all, I got to say this. Okay.
Yeah. Say it.
Well, Commander,
you can't say it.
Commander McClain,
yes.
You don't know this. We have 2 invitations sitting on my table out in the dining room.
Yeah.
To a ceremony. Out
for
in
the ship?
Yeah.
How come I don't have my invitation?
Because you got here a few minutes ago. As I was explaining to
people... When did you get the invitation?
Yesterday.
And I was here yesterday. Why didn't I get my invitation yesterday?
I got in the mail yesterday afternoon because when you came and dropped off the boy yesterday afternoon, was I here? No. And I've also
forgotten
all about
it. Never help me with you right now, Alice. I've been wanting to go to this thing. He told us about this thing when we were there and we left.
What's this thing?
This is the thing where they go out in the ship and
no,
they shoot stuff.
That was different. That was his being installed as the captain.
No, that was different. But this is like, is this like the family thing?
This is a shift change.
Oh, it's a shift change. I thought it was like the family thing where he would.
Someone, it, he we got an out, invitation for his. Someone taking over as captain of the USS Kearney.
Where's he going?
Dang, he didn't include a note. I have a parking pass.
Okay.
I have all the necessary requisite information to get into this event.
When is it?
It's in August, and it's in that part of Florida that's impossible to get to. There's no nonstop flights, which is why begs the question, why do you have a Major League Football team? National League Football team. National Football League. So there's a shift change.
Well, according to Peter King, it would be moved to London.
Yes, that's a whole thing he thinks thinks.
And I'm going to nail Peter King down on that one. I'm going to ambush him, and I'm going to get...
Jacksonville? B, why not L.A.?
Yes.
And C, why London?
Because I want to know. Well, dude, if you're not going to... Why not move it here? Move it here? Why not move it here? Why are you going to move it over to London?
Peter, we're going to see Peter next week.
Yes,
and it's going to be, Peter, why are you here? Why are you here?
Yes.
And the answer will be... Well, duh, it's L.A.
It's L.A.
It's L.A. Do you know how hot it is back east?
Exactly.
It's all sticky at a million degrees.
Okay, you continue to make my point.
All right, thank you. Why are you here, Peter? Because the weather's fantastic and there's a little NFL event. Okay, good reasons. Now, Peter, because you were in Johannesburg for the World Cup. Now, sure. Peter, you...
Which will take a moment. He had to leave early because of the passing of his brother, which...
Yeah.
Condolences go out to you on
absolutely.
That.
That's horrible.
Sorry to hear that.
That's horrible. We've all... Well, Steve and I both have had significant losses close to us, and we know how hard that is. So,
the story you wrote about your brother was fantastic.
Oh my gosh, I cried my eyes out.
Yeah.
Monday Morning Quarterback, go back a couple weeks. It was really cool. He's had guest people writing for him while he's been at the World Cup. So, there you go. So, we're going to ask him about that.
We're going to, I'm going to, chat him up. And
what up with that?
And we'll find out, because he really believes London is the place for the next team, and I want to know why. And I'll tell him, 35% of our listeners are in the UK. Let's talk to them.
And he's one of the 30-some voters that makes all the decisions as far as writers go for all the big awards and things like that. So he's somebody that people listen to.
All righty.
So, moving on in the news.
We had some sadness.
We had some death.
You done with the Michael Vick real quickly? I mean, because
the latest story is
that
Eagles,
the Philadelphia Eagles they've painted themselves into a corner.
Right.
I mean, you got to keep the dude now.
Right.
Until the league either runs him out of town. I mean, but they got no one behind the corn,
corn the cob,
guy.
Right.
Yes,
the corny guy.
The corn guy.
The corn guy.
Really called the corn guy.
You did, and then you did.
Yeah, sorry.
So
the corn guy.
They have, but the Eagles are standing by him right now because, quote, he did not violate the terms of his probation. Now, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm sorry, listeners out there, that wasn't the terms in which Mike Vick returned to the NFL. It wasn't you will not violate the terms of your probation.
Right.
It was you will not. Anything to possibly stain the shield.
Anything. I'll get you, and I'll make it look like a bloody accident.
There you go. One of Steven's favorite things to say.
Yes.
And this is something that stains the shield a little bit, dude. You throw a birthday party, and first of all, you open it up
first
to the public.
All,
why?
You
and you allow people to come in.
How old are you? Can you just tell me how old you are?
Me personally, or Mike Vick?
You.
I'll be 45 in a few weeks.
You'll be 45 in a few weeks in August. And have you ever thrown yourself a party?
No.
Oh. that's all I'm saying.
I assumed you had, because I'm like, you sounded incredulous in my response.
No, I'm the same thing. Ask me. I'm 40. I just turned 40. I'm going to turn 41 this year. Have I ever thrown myself a birthday party? No.
But would it be fun? It would creep me out. Just the whole concept creeps me out.
Yeah, I would throw myself.
Okay, here's what I would do. If I need one badly enough, I will go to you and to my wife, and I'll say, "Throw me a kick butt birthday party, please."
Yes, and we'll do it.
Right, but
we'll do it.
I won't throw it, and I'll give you the list. Here's all the people to invite. Do not invite these people because they would ruin my party.
Right.
And see, normally when you have a birthday party, you don't have any control because someone else is throwing it.
Right.
And there'll be people there. You'd be like, I wish you hadn't invited that person.
That
jeez. That girl hit on me last time. That's bad. But that's generally how birthday parties work, right?
Right.
And then often they're surprise-ish. often. But I guess when you're dealing with big famous people,
Trisha's 30th. I surprised
you did. It was my backyard, dude.
Your backyard. It was an awesome party.
We rocked
the
night.
It was awesome. She had a great time. But. I don't run in that circle where, you know, I'm going to throw my own birthday party. I'm going to throw myself a party.
You know, if Ocho Cinco did it, that'd be fine.
I'm going to throw myself a party. That's it. Send Steven an email, Steven@RARN, in September, if you want to come to my opening football weekend, Steven Miranda birthday bash. I'm going to put you on the list. I'm going to throw myself a party, Jeff.
Now, September 10th is Steven's birthday, and the NFL season kicks off September 9th.
Yes, baby! So we're going to have a party Thursday, September 9th at my house.
I thought we were going to be in New Orleans watching the Vikings play.
Are we going to be in New Orleans?
I wanted to be in New Orleans.
Was that game on our list?
I don't think that game was on the list.
No, was it on?
Well, no, it was on the list.
We might need to put it on the list.
We might need to put it on the list.
Oh.
New Orleans, Minnesota, come on. The rematch, yeah. The NFC title game rematch, where they just beat the tar out of Brett Favre.
I don't want to be there. Favre can be there.
Dude. Favre is so going to be
there.
At this time, Brett Favre's all in. It's just not official. But trust me, at this time, my gosh.
Yeah.
My gosh. We're not even. You know, we don't do Brett Favre
we do. We can't really talk about some stuff.
Because he's not in the league.
Well, that's right. No, I'm talking about. Stuff of why we would be at games.
Right.
Can't really discuss that yet.
We're hoping to be at more events this year.
Yes.
And,
get around, meet some people.
Did you see my latest email?
No.
Just sent it this morning.
Well, yeah.
Just said, what up with this?
I got it this morning, got the girls ready, gave them some breakfast, took one of them to daycare, and came over here.
You'll be happy.
At that, I was still 5 minutes late.
I got up early. And opened all the windows in our studio.
Yes.
Which is / my bedroom. Because it don't smell nice in here in the morning.
Why? Do you do stuff at night?
No. Well, I try to, but it never goes anywhere.
That's not what I was talking about.
Oh. No, I just, you know, there's the regular nighttime
gaseous
smell.
Substance.
No, it's mostly breath. Mostly breath. My breath gets real pasty overnight.
Did the whole room?
Yeah, dude. People come in here and just like, oh.
What is that?
So I had to air the whole room out because it's our studio.
Thank
and
you
I didn't
for
want Steven
that.
To walk. I know he's got a sensitive sniffer just like I do.
Yes, we both. What is it with that and sensitive sniffers?
It means we're good men.
Speaking of which, real quick, I promise I wasn't going to say many stories from the trip. But
Which trip? You've had multiple.
We drove to Texas, to El Paso.
Yes.
See my mom. And we're coming back. We're driving back. And Emma's in the back seat. This is the best ever. And for some...
Today we salute you, Mr. Way Too Proud of Texas Guy.
Yes, Texas is awesome. So we're driving back, and we're in the middle of Arizona. And somehow I've accidentally turned the air conditioner to vent air
outside. Oh, but this is... I can rant about this.
It was a mistake. Okay.
People... That button on your car shouldn't even exist.
It should always be recycle air.
Recycle air.
So somehow, in the middle of passing Trisha soda or something, it got hit, and it's now air in from the outside.
Which means breathing the filth of the diesel in front of you.
And Emma, who hasn't said anything for about an hour.
Emma is three?
Yes.
And she's barely three.
She hasn't said anything for about an hour, which is cool. She's having a good time just
most
looking out the window.
Precocious kid you can imagine.
Just looking out the window. She's having a great time looking out the window. And all of a sudden said, uh-oh, somebody poop.
I love that girl.
And I'm like, what? She's like, somebody poop. And I'm like, did you poop, Emma? She's like, not me.
Not me.
So I kind of start smelling. I'm like... It's the cows,
cattle
the manure
country.
From the cows. And I realized the vent's on. I quickly shut it off. I'm like, how did that get open?
I hate that.
But just all of a sudden, quiet as a bell, we're driving along.
Somebody poop. That's excellent.
She's awesome. And then I accuse her. I'm like, did you poop? Not me.
Normally it would be.
So she knew that somebody pooped, but it wasn't her. And I'm like, she smelled it before anybody. So that's crazy. What the smells that you smell driving through our great country.
That's right. And so, again, I was going to keep it on the somber note. Now I don't know if we should go there or not. or if we should stay on the lighter notes, because we still got a couple news items, and I know we got a lot to do.
Yeah, we do. We probably should get to the teams here in about 10 minutes, but
okay,
we should send our condolences out to Randall Cunningham and his family.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the one-year anniversary of his passing.
This is recent. Since our last show, Randall's 2-year-old son tragically died in a hot tub.
What?
In Las Vegas. Randall Cunningham, who used to play for the Philadelphia Eagles and Minnesota Vikings quarterback, his 2-year-old son drowned in a hot tub in Las Vegas while he and his wife were away. The nanny kind of lost track of the kid. I don't know the full story. So
Gosh. I didn't know anything about this. Who died a year ago? Steve McNair
died.
Sorry,
all
those black quarterbacks look alike to me. Yes, it's just a joke, people. Yeah, lighten up.
Yeah. But no, yes. And then there was the 1-year anniversary of Steve McNair's passing. And then there was the passing
of Don Coryell.
Don Coryell, who is known for the San Diego Chargers passing. I'm sorry. I thought you knew about Randall Cunningham's little boy.
Well, I'm glad you knew about Don Coryell. I didn't even know if you knew that. Because, Steven, this thing about him going on vacation, really going on vacation, and hyper-focusing.
Yeah, I go on vacation,
The NFL
people.
Went off the grid for a few weeks for Steven.
Yeah, but I came back and I caught up.
You did. You caught up to the point where you got stuff I didn't know about.
Yeah.
So Don Coryell passed away on July 1st. And a lot of people are, you guys are newer to the sport and stuff, and you've been following, and you're overseas.
Wiki him. Google him.
Yeah, seriously. He revolutionized the passing game of the NFL.
The way people throw the ball in the National Football League, he was hugely responsible.
He was legendary. He earned the nickname Air Coryell.
And the reason was, prior to him, passes were an extension of the run.
Yeah.
Threw a quick little 4 or 5 yard pass.
It was akin to, for Americans, what the home run was prior to Babe Ruth.
Yep.
Which is, it happened occasionally, and more often than not, it was even frowned upon a little bit as, you're going to try that nonsense? Because it's a running, in the trenches, beat them up, bruise them up game. And the passing thing is like, really? You're going to do that? And yep. Don Coryell came along with the San Diego Chargers and later on with the Cardinals.
And he said, you throw it 5 yards, try throwing it 15.
Try throwing it 30, 40, 30,
yeah, and all of a sudden the
entire game changed.
Just
what safeties do, what defensive ends do, how they cover, everything changed in the game.
Yeah.
And it is stunning that he's not in the Hall of Fame. John Madden was quoted as calling him a football genius, and they had his memorial service yesterday at San Diego State University, where he also had some involvement in their program. So that was one of the things. The other thing that, Steven, you probably missed, because he's not associated with football as much, but he has a huge history with football. Bob Shepard died this last weekend. And for those who are outside of the New York area, you go, who's Bob Shepard? Legendary stadium voice of the New York Yankees, and for 50 years, the New York Football Giants. And the man, my first trip to Yankee Stadium was, 2001, say. Yeah. And I'm at Yankee Stadium. I'm watching the Oakland A's play the Yankees. It's a day game. And this old grizzly voice comes on the public address. Now pitching for the Oakland Athletics, number 21, Shigetoshi Hasegawa. And I'm like, who the hell is this guy? And can't they get someone better? We're at Yankee Stadium. And the eyes all stared me down to death. Ice water run through my veins because of the icy stares. And I quickly learned who Bob Shepard was. He was a living legend. And so for 50 years, he was the public address guy for Giants games. He retired in 2007, and his passing greatly missed in the New York area.
Well, since
4,500 Yankees games.
That's a lot of games.
God, that's a lot of baseball.
And since we're talking about passings, we should mention that George Steinbrenner passed.
What?
You didn't know this? I'm sorry. George Steinbrenner has passed. Happened this morning. Wow, you should see Jeff's face, people. I'm sorry to bring you down like that, but...
my first is just, when there's someone that you like to hate, because it's fun.
Yeah.
And they die.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking Georgia Frontieri. I'm not talking about her, because when she died, I actually did a little jig. He's somebody you like to hate in just kind of a playful way.
Right. He suffered a heart attack this morning.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Farewell.
So what's going to happen tonight when I'm at Angel Stadium for the All-Star game?
I'm sure the Angels are going to recognize him.
I know they are. And it's just, it's gonna kind of bring the mood down quite a bit.
A little. Yeah.
For what is supposed to be the Midsummer Classic party.
Yes.
And it has been a lot of fun.
Who ran the home run derby yesterday?
Oh, dude. It was, you know what? The announcer, Chris Berman, first of all, we got to give it up for Boomer. Where's our applause for Boomer?
Boomer.
I got to find the claps because he definitely gets the claps. Chris Berman will be inducted into the National Football League Hall of Fame as the recipient of the former commissioner Paul Tagliabue Award, or no, before Tagliabue.
Rozelle?
Yeah, the Pete Rozelle Award for excellence in broadcast journalism contributions to American football. And he will be put in there along with just the greats. It's just amazing. And he was blown away. He had no idea that this was coming. And so that's going to be coming up in a few weeks. And Berman also, just a few weeks ago, got a star in the Walk of Fame in Hollywood here.
Cool.
But how did I get on that from George Steinbrenner's death? And the home run derby. So last night was the home run derby, and I was not in attendance at that, although I was really annoyed. Jordan's coach, Facebook posted a live picture from there, and his seats were phenomenal.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's good to be a high school baseball coach of a very prominent program because you get little perks. If any of your players get them, they get CIF sanctions, you know, and you can't now go play college ball. And it was a lot of fun. But unfortunately, Big Poppy was the big winner. And I say unfortunately only because he is the single greatest contributor to Angels' shame and their playoff ineptness. Yes, we have won a World Series. But Big Poppy was personally responsible in, I can't rattle off the years, but I think 2005. We were there and we were one out away, and they brought in Jared Washburn as a relief pitcher. And
I told them not to do that, but they didn't listen.
I know. We all told them not to do that. Well, we're bringing in a lefty to face Big Poppy. Big Poppy has been more pain to Angels. So Berman says at the end of this, even the Angels fans came around at the end to support Big Poppy. And I love Big Poppy. I love Big Poppy, but he has been
a
killer
tell the
of Angels.
Big Poppy is.
Everyone knows who Big Poppy is. Okay, not outside of America. Big Poppy is David Ortiz and is a monster designated hitter, which means he doesn't play a position. All he does is hit booming, towering home runs, and he does it really well. And each year he starts slowly, and they say he's all washed up, but he's too old. And by the end of the season, he has 120 RBIs.
And 50 home runs, or 40 home runs.
And he put on a show. He was so much fun. He's toweling off the other guys that are competing against him and stuff and giving him Gatorade. It was a lot of fun. But tonight's game is definitely going to be brought down with the news of George Steinbrenner. Yeah. I mean, we've been preparing for this, we as a baseball community, people who love baseball, knowing that he's getting old and he's not doing well. And his family is set up to take over the Yankees franchise and stuff, which he's not even a majority owner. But he's the guy who pulls all the strings there for the team that has 27 World Series rings.
Is there anything else you want to talk about? We need to get to the East.
What about the purple drink?
The purple drink?
Drank.
Drank?
Drank.
Yeah.
This is what Jay Russell got in trouble for.
Oh.
The purple drank.
You know what? He is so far off my radar. I knew about the story, but I didn't even want to talk about it because he's not in the league no more.
Yeah. Well,
he could become humnumbered.
Well, I'd like him to become humnumbered, but I'm afraid that it might push him to do more stupid stuff, and I don't wish ill on anyone.
Jamarcus Russell, recently released of the Oakland Raiders, got busted for having cough syrup and something else.
Now, I'm going to teach everyone how to have a good time.
No, I don't.
I've learned about this.
Teach our listeners how to make purple drink.
I was shocked to find out that in parts of the South, this is bigger than marijuana.
Yes, marriage and Juana.
Marriage Juana. Marijuana.
Marriage and Juana together again.
No, you should marry a girl named Juana. Marriage Juana. You know you wanna.
No, I don't want it, actually.
Anyway, this is more popular than pot. Yes. I didn't even know this. I'd never heard of this. And so, Steve, when we reported...
I am a dope thing, and I do drugs.
And I'm a big moron, because I do drugs.
How can you...
I do... Okay, what do I do? I don't remember. Straight. Oh, yeah.
In the three short, inept seasons that he was the quarterback for the Oakland Raiders,
yeah,
the guy got $40 million. Am I correct?
39 change. Yeah, okay. 39.6.
Let's just say round up, nice number, $40 million. Well. $40 million. Now, you know, your little percentage goes to your agent. You got to pay taxes. You know, Uncle Sam's got to get his share. You know, you still got $26 million. $26 million. You are a multi-millionaire. In the span of 3 years, you got bling.
Oh, no! We suck again!
And that's how you're going to suck it up?
Yeah.
You could go out. You know what? Fine. I didn't make it as an NFL guy. I'm done. I'm leaving. You could be sitting on a beach earning 20% on your $26 million. Chilling in the Bahamas, and instead you're gonna be going down to the South, your old stomping grounds, and hanging out with your homies and making this purple drink thing.
So here's
which
the
sounds
deal.
Disgusting,
right? Now here's the deal. If you remember, there was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
I do remember that.
Do you remember the story? You don't even know what I'm gonna say, do you?
I don't.
Okay. So here's the deal. There was that player for the Chargers who got busted for drug trafficking.
Yes.
And what we found out was that he was mailing packages of codeine
yes.
to Texas. Do you remember who that was?
I don't remember who it was, but I do remember the story.
He got busted. So yes. I was hoping that the internet could help me, but it's not. San Diego Chargers safety.
Keep going.
Terrence Keel.
Keel.
The late San Diego Chargers. I don't know. I don't want to say that's correct. I don't know that that's true. Steve Foley. That's who it was. So this is back in 2006. He was busted for sale of controlled substance, a codeine-based cough syrup is what the report was at the time. And we made a lot of fun of him.
Yes.
We're like, serious? You serious? This is just ridiculous. Because
just tell us what they're making. Tell us what they're making.
Okay, well, here's what they're doing. We didn't know. Steven and I aren't drug addicts, so we aren't in the know. And so what you do is you take Jolly Ranchers and Sprite and then this codeine-based cough syrup, and you end up with a purplish substance called the Purple Drank, D-R-A-N-K.
You know what? We didn't do this for Jamarcus Russell, so I need to.
Just a good old...
Because he did get arrested. He got arrested.
Never meaning no harm.
And it's truly...
Beats all you ever saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day he was born.
Now, Jamarcus hasn't been in trouble with the law since the day he was born, but it does beat all you ever saw. Because, come on, dude,
you're gonna get
seriously?
Get, you know what? It's not like I'm saying go get busted for, like, you know, robbing a bank or something, and you shouldn't because you got $26 million.
Right.
But for... I'm Jamarcus Russell, officer. I know who
this
you
was
are.
This was Terrence Keel of the
I know
Chargers.
Who you are.
September 26, 2009.
What you got under your arm?
Nothing.
Just a box. What's in the box? Jamarcus, well, I don't know what you're talking about.
What box?
The box that we just established you have under your arms. Oh, nothing. I have a. I got a cough.
Horrible cough.
And I went and bought some medicine. I got some medicine. This is for my cough, sir. Yeah. 28 bottles.
It's real. Have you seen how big I am? Dude, I'm 350 pounds.
Put some Robitussin on it. That's all. Just put some Tussin on it.
Just put some Tussin.
Chris Rock used to say
put some Tussin.
You break an arm. Just put some Tussin on it. He'd be all right. I'm cracking myself up.
I know.
I'm sorry. There is some stupid stuff to get busted for. That's just some stupid stuff, Jamarcus.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got to say.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You ain't even playing arena football. You ain't even playing U.S. football. You whatever that football
Canadian
league is.
Canadian football, UFL.
You know what? Some flag football leagues might not even want you in their league.
What about yours?
No, we don't want Jamarcus Russell in our league.
All right, good enough. Well, that's because he won't give up the rock.
That's right. I'm the quarterback, baby. I'm throwing the rock.
Okay, so last news item, I think, is that it was reported today in the Sun Sentinel of Orlando that Brian Hartline, his pickup truck, was found abandoned after a crash by the Florida Highway Patrol on Interstate 595 earlier this month. This is just breaking July 3rd. It collided with an abandoned 2002 Escalade just east of Interstate 95. So there you go.
Well, and I guess one other kind of bad news for the New York Giants, their rookie Chad Jones got in a car accident, and it was very, very, very bad. He probably is never going to play football again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how bad it was. His leg, he almost lost his leg.
Wow.
In the car accident. So we're sorry there for the New York Giants and especially to Chad Jones and his family. That happened back at the end of June, right as we were taking off. June 25th it happened. So
we got a lot of news. Let's just knock these out real fast. Jets signed someone really big on their team finally, but it's not Darrell Revis. Yeah. Why are you laughing? Because it's not Revis?
Yeah, because it's not. I mean, if you're signing someone real
big. Shaw Ferguson was locked up.
If you're signing someone big, sign the island.
Sign the island. Sign an island.
You know,
DeBrick Shaw Ferguson is pretty big physically.
He's Revis Island.
Right.
I'm just calling him Lost. I mean, the season finale. That's the best season finale I've ever seen in my life.
What up with ABC running a promo for a new show about a family that gets in a plane crash and turns into the Incredibles? We've taken Lost in the Incredibles. We've made a new TV series. Nice. Yeah. The Walt Disney Company, ladies and gentlemen.
I know. Lost was so awesome, the season finale.
We're not talking about that.
What I'm calling Revis. I'm just calling him Lost because wide receivers get lost up in that man.
He's an island.
Yes.
Steelers offensive line shuffle. Just as they plan on reemphasizing the run, Willie Colon goes down with an Achilles tear. And now they got to shuffle guys along on the offensive line. That is going to really hurt this mid-Roethlisberger team as they were relying heavily on the run.
Speaking of Roethlisberger's team, they just gave Tomlin a 3-year contract.
That's where I was going next. Yes. Pittsburgh Post-Gazette is reporting this morning that Tomlin was extended 3 years.
See, I think other teams need to look at the Pittsburgh Steelers and see what they do with their head coaches.
Yeah.
I mean, they have had coaches for a long time. The Pittsburgh Steelers missed the playoffs. You know, Tomlin's not good. You know what they do? They give him a 3-year extension.
Yep.
You know what other teams do
when your
team
misses? You're fired.
Just keep them around. Let them build. You know, yeah, you had some trouble. You had some injuries. Polamalu was out. Ben was out for a couple games.
Yep.
You know, you keep the core coaches. They make your team stronger. They make them better. Steelers are going to compete again. They're not going anywhere.
Maybe not this year, though.
Maybe not this year.
We'll see about that. Compete. So we are going to.
You don't want to talk about the Hall of Famer, Lawrence Taylor?
Well, again, LT pleads not guilty.
And he tells reporters to grow up, by the way.
He's the one seeing hookers.
It's the reporter's fault.
I just got to
warn. Come on, everybody sees hookers. Don't you see hookers, Jeff?
This would fall into the category of Steven urinating in public. No, and never in your backyard, by the way. It's time for the AFC East.
The East, people.
Oh, that was weak. That,
you know what? Don't ever do a bell again. Don't ever do a bell again.
Wow, that was so much more manly. I can't even believe it.
You do little girly.
I don't know what happened.
Just don't do it anymore. Let me do
it. After review, the ruling on the field stands.
What does it stand on?
That Jeff can't do them. So we begin in the great Northeast. We're never going to get the show.
Running back,
I got
Ray
a dentist
Rice.
Appointment.
I know. Running back Ray Rice.
Running back Ray Rice, a little runner out of Rutgers.
Yes, he feels underrated.
Now he's underrated, the running back from Rutgers, Ray Rice.
Come on, Ray. Please.
You got more love than you probably deserved last year. I mean, you were good. Very good. But people had more fun with your name.
And I would be bad if I didn't mention this after ripping Pete Carroll and, you know, making fun of him for not manning
up. Don't promo his book.
And displaying defiance. He did tell the Associated Press this week that he does feel responsible for the sanctions.
You apparently didn't read the entire Associated piece.
Oh, is that not what he said?
No, he says that he feels responsible that he was party to the events that took place in that time.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it was the unapology apology, and it was basically to promote his new book. Which is why he's going to be at LA Live next week down here at the Coliseum, because it's all about promoting books. Sean Payton, by the way, and Drew Brees are competing with book signings, by the way, to see who can sell the most books.
Sean Payton, the coach of the New Orleans Saints,
correct.
And Drew Brees, the quarterback.
I'm sorry, not the quarterback, the Super Bowl MVP quarterback.
All right, sorry about that.
Let's just call it what
it
is.
Yes, whoever sells the most books has to, the loser has to buy them a bottle of very expensive bubbly.
There you go.
Yeah.
So we are moving on to the Buffalo Bills, that great team in the Northeast.
Do we have to start
with the Bills? On
the
shores of Lake Erie or something, one of the Great Lakes.
Do we have to start with the Bills?
Well, it's alphabetic, you know. We don't have to, but it's proper.
It would then be Buffalo, Miami, New England, New York.
So let me give you the records over the last few years for the Buffalo Bills. 2005, saw them go 5-11. 2006, 7-9. 2007, 7-9. 2008, 7-9. 2009, 6-10.
Well, just real quickly, just give me the numbers again. Give me numbers.
5 wins, 7 wins, 7 wins, 7 wins, 6 wins. What does that mean? When he starts throwing out Spanish epithets, you're in trouble.
There's something that you got to say about Buffalo Bills fans.
Fans are awesome.
Greg. I love you, man, but one more time, just read those numbers. 5.
You should be able to memorize them. They're pretty simple. 5-7-7-7-6.
5-7-7-7-6. So you haven't had a winning season in 5 years.
Well, last time you probably had a winning season was well before that, and you probably went to the Super Bowl and lost. I'm kidding. It's a joke.
Ouch.
I know that's a sore subject.
Boy,
yes, they
I
went
love
to four.
Losing Super Bowls.
Boy, I love losing Super Bowls.
Bills. There you go.
So, and I'm also going to take you through. I was going to have a rant, Steven.
Decent draft, though. Decent draft.
Good draft
for the Buffalo Bills. They got to figure out what they're doing, Marshawn Lynch, because now that they got C.J. Spiller, that backfield is going to be a little crowded. I don't think Lynch is going to be around playing running back for the Buffalo Bills anytime soon. I don't want to be Mr. Downer, Debbie Downer, whatever the name of the Downer person is.
Donnie Downer.
There you go. That one. I don't see a lot of. And then you go get Chan. Come on, Chan Gailey.
Yes,
seriously,
no. The,
Jeff?
The addition of Chan Gailey was one of the most surprising things to me of this offseason, Steven, because they needed someone, a.k.a. Marty Schottenheimer. They needed somebody, Bill Cowher. But
why don't you go and you just give Bill, what do you want, man? What do you want?
I want to be president, general manager.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay. What else? What do you want? What, $5 million? Done. What?
I
want to
be Ralph
want?
Wilson. Well, you can't do that.
Yeah, sorry. You cannot be the owner of the team.
Ralph is Ralph, and he's going to be Ralph, and you can't be Ralph. But short of that, you can pretty much do anything you want. It's kind of the way it should have gone down.
Chan Gailey, 18-14 in the regular season record. He's 0-2 in the postseason. That's just not something. I can't be like, whoa, man, this dude's going to take me to the promised land.
Well, I mean, the goal at this point would be 8-8, I think, would be the promised land.
Seriously? That's what you're going to do?
At this point.
So you tell me that the Bills wake up in the morning of training camp, first day of training camp, and they're like, fellas, 8-8, baby. If we hit 8-8, we will be victors.
Well, what else are you going to do when you've got such a – yes, teams have turned it around faster.
Because we say at the beginning of every season, everybody's got a chance.
Yeah.
Everybody's 0-0. Everybody's got a chance to win the Super Bowl. The goal for everybody is win the division, win your conference, win the Super Bowl.
And if you're in the NFC South, you've got a chance of going last to first every year.
Okay, that's a good point.
That happens a lot. But
you're telling me that for 31 teams, that is the goal, win your division, win your conference, win the Super Bowl. But for the Buffalo Bills, 8-8, baby.
Just win a damn game.
If we can have a non-losing season.
Playoffs?
8-8.
Playoffs?
I'm just hoping we can win the game. And don't even get me started.
Well, let me tell you. Let me preview their season.
See, that's where I was going.
Steven, I'm already there. They open at home with Miami in decent weather. And the Dolphins will probably roll you. And then you go to Green Bay. Then you go to New England. Then you host the Jets that are going to be challenging for the division along there with you. Then
did you say they got to go to Lambeau?
They got to go to Lambeau. Ooh. And New England.
Ooh.
So again, they're going to go in. Their bye week is
Miami,
week six.
Miami at home. Go to Lambeau. Go to New England. Jets come in.
They hope to win week five versus Jacksonville. They hope to beat Jacksonville at home.
So at the bye week, at week six.
1-4.
1-4.
There you go.
That's the best
case scenario. If you do better than that, you are now a player. If you are 2-3 at your bye week, week six, you are a player. Best case scenario.
Okay.
That's sad.
Wow. Wow. Then you got to go to Baltimore.
Ugh.
Go to Kansas City.
Thank goodness you have Kansas City on your schedule, because that's about it.
Chicago comes to town. The Lions come to town. They should be up for that one.
They should.
But then you got the South there. You got Cincinnati and Pittsburgh back-to-back. That won't be pretty.
Minnesota.
You got Minnesota after
You host
that.
Cleveland. Could possibly.
And then you go to Miami. You host New England, and you finish the season in the Jets.
Best case scenario, 8-8, correct?
Eight. Where did you see 8 wins?
That's what I'm saying.
Where did you see 8 wins
best
in that schedule?
Best case scenario. If we're rebuilding, now mind you, I thought they played really, really well on the defensive side of the ball while was in there.
You can't score any points, dude.
I understand that. They are scoringly challenged.
They had T.O. and what, did you have 4 touchdowns all year?
It was bad.
You don't even have a quarterback. You kept flip-flopping quarterbacks last year. Trent Edwards, J.P. Lossman, Godzilla, King Kong. They tried King Kong for a game.
They did. How'd that work out for him?
Not very good. He couldn't hold on to the ball.
Kept eating the ball.
I mean, there is a quarterback shortage in the NFL. We've gone to great lengths to show this.
We have. And you know what? I wish we had the time to, again, have the website updated with the poll results. That'd be cool, but... I know.
Why you hurt me, man?
I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm saying if we had...
I haven't cried in a while. By some tears. You suck.
Okay, you done?
Okay.
Okay. We are quarterback challenged, and nowhere better evidence than Buffalo, where they've got
Have they even decided?
No, heavens no. Trent Edwards,
so
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
They're going into camp.
With a quarterback competition. Brian Brohm, might as well throw him in there.
And some fans are calling for Brohm.
There you go.
They're like, we want the Brohm. Bring out the barometer.
Bring on the barometer. The barometer. That's funny.
Thank you. Bring him out. Let's take the temperature. Or what does the barometer measure?
Barometric pressure, which is the amount of pressure in the atmosphere.
The barometer. Bring out the barometer. We want to see if there's going to be any snow in the weather.
Is the weather going to be a changing? That's what the barometer tells
you. He might change the weather.
When it falls, you're going to have weather instability. When it rises, you will have nice weather.
I want nice weather, man.
What's wrong with the weather?
It's been cloudy and ever since I got back from Texas, and gloomy and chill.
Chill.
Chill is nice, though. It's been like 74. It's been really nice.
It's getting hot already, so once it gets hot, it stays hot.
Yes.
Don't worry.
Okay.
So you don't know who your quarterback is, and your receivers are James Hardy and Lee Evans, Chad Jackson, Steve Johnson, Roscoe Parrish. There's a name for a blast from the past.
You know what? I'm going to... Because I want to say, my goal this year is to say something positive about everybody.
All right. I like their helmets. Where'd you go?
I'm sorry. I was having an attack there. They were 16th overall on the defensive side of the ball last year, they were 28th overall. On the offensive side of the ball. All right, Jeffrey. Actually, 30th overall.
It's worse.
On offense. But they did have a great pass defense. They were second in the league.
Yeah.
Against the pass. And I think that's only going to get better. I'm going to give props to one thing Gailey will do is he's going to have that defense focused. I don't think they'll give up as many points as they did last year. They gave up 20.4 points per game last year, which was 16th in the league, right in the middle of the pack. I think they will improve that. I think they could, if they can get that number down to the 15-16 range, point per game, they might get their 8-8.
No.
I'm being positive about the team.
Oh, we're trying to say something positive. That means lie and misrepresent the truth.
Look,
sometimes.
I just think that their defense could save some games for them.
Okay. Marcus Easley, wide receiver out of UConn. He's coming in and hopefully going to help the wide receiving core. And then there's the other kid, a quarterback, Levi Brown, bad Levi Brown, baddest kid in the whole dang town. He might as well be throwing in that quarterback battle to see what he can do because you never know. But my question is, why on earth did they take so long to choose him? Why did they wait until whatever round it was? I seem to recall it was the fifth round.
To take a quarterback.
Sixth round, take a quarterback when you have got Trent Edwards and Ryan Fitzpatrick at the helm. It just seems like a colossal mistake.
Well, they although they had a reasonable draft. They didn't like the people who were there. Remember, they had a shot at...
They had a shot at everybody.
At everybody.
I mean, look, they're a bad team. They were drafting high. You could have, you know.
I will give them props. They have already signed a few of their rookies. Marcus Easley being one of them.
Yep.
Arthur Motes, Levi Brown.
The aforementioned.
Kyle Callaway, Danny Batten, and Ed Wang have all signed four-year contracts, which is pretty impressive when you can get your rookies signed that quickly. And I'm going to give him some props for signing Ed Wang, you know, the first full and national Chinese player to come in the league. And I think it's going to do
Virginia Tech
going to do great things for China and American football. We might now be bringing American football not only to the world, but to China as well.
Okay. Well, let me put in a request for Kunming. It's a nice city that's at about 5,000 feet. And the weather there is quite nice. Nice trees and stuff like that.
Well, if the
NFL
decides to, you know, send a game to
Kunming,
then that's where we're going.
All right.
But if they host a game in China, it probably will not be in Kunming.
No, it'd probably be Beijing, which is, you know, I encourage people to try the Beijing beef at Panda Express.
Can I say something, though?
It tastes like Beijing.
After seeing the Karate Kid, the new one,
yeah,
I do want to go visit the Great Wall of China.
Dude, you got to.
Yes.
It's amazing.
I've told Trisha, I've made a list. There are now six places on my list that, of places I must go to before I die.
Okay. Tommy Burgers is on there.
No. Within the next few years, after I get into a little bit of shape.
You want to be in better shape for the Great Wall because there's parts of it that are seriously like almost a 45-degree incline.
I'm going to get myself into shape, and the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go run with the Bulls.
Oh, my God.
And Nacho, you're going to help me out, buddy. You're going to be my guy.
Nacho don't run with no Bulls.
I know Nacho's not going to run with the Bulls, but he's going to guide me. He's going to be my guide. He's going to be my spirit guide.
Are you going to have a helmet on, and he'll be in your little helmet telling you where to go? Turn here, dude! Quick!
Right behind you! Quick! Right behind you! Speaking of which, it's funny. Nacho, I got. I must admit.
Oh, we
got
to get props to Spain.
The Spain and the World Cup. And all I said, and Trisha can back me up on this, is, I won't be able to live with Nacho for the next 4 years.
Not true. Nacho
can't live with Nacho for the next 4 years now.
Look, the Spaniards are.
Spain won the World Cup.
No, Spain won a world championship. Won a world championship.
Ouch! Why you gotta? You know, make fun of him like that, man.
I'm not. That's what he said.
Oh,
that's what Nacho said.
I see.
We won a world championship. That is so cool.
Way to go, Nacho.
And he was excited. And you
know
what?
Hey, don't milk it for more than what it is. I will smack you. And I need you to be my spirit guide when I go run with the Bulls. That's one thing I'm going to do.
Spirit guy?
I'm going to run with the Bulls. And the Great Wall of China. That's another one. And I want to go to Switzerland because I want to sing the Sound of Music
Oh, the Sound of Music tour is awesome.
I'm going to sing that.
But that's in Austria, Steven.
Is
so if you go to Switzerland, okay, you'll be really disappointed.
So that's where it is. But
it's in Salzburg.
Okay.
They're close. So
they're right there next to each other, aren't they?
More or less.
Right. So not only do I want to go to Austria,
the Sound
I
of Music
go
tour
to
totally cheesy, well, but so cool.
I need to go to Australia to the Opera
There's
House.
Rock. Oh, okay.
Opera House. I got to see the Opera House. I just got to.
Okay.
Okay. There you go.
Huh. The Opera House.
Yes.
I mean, it's
Sydney Opera House.
Yeah, no,
don't
I know.
Say nothing. Just don't say nothing. I want to witness,
I'm not a hater.
I want to hear some opera coming in that beautiful place.
Because you just live for the opera.
Well, you know, I'm operatic.
You're a drama queen. I mean, I'll give you that. But
why you got to go there with the drama queen?
Because it was funny.
And before I die, I must return. You deny me every time we go to London. But I must return back to Paris to the Eiffel Tower.
Because you haven't been to Stratford-upon-Avon to see the Royal Shakespeare Company. And you trained in Shakespeare.
I had some very memorable things happen to me in Paris. And I just want to get back.
I understand that.
To relive some of that, some of those moments, man. And you keep me down. You keep a brother down.
I'm not.
You're the man. You're the man to keep your brother down.
Well,
and
if you go to London this year with your family, you got no problem.
And I want to go to Ireland.
Duh.
I want to go to Ireland.
I want to go to Ireland.
And I know there's some people listening in Ireland that you want to, you know, you want to have a big black hairy man
in your house
with you for a little bit.
Put you up in your house.
Shoot me an email. I'm very clean. And I will not pee in your backyard.
Just make
I
sure
promise.
You have chips in the house. That's all he asks. If he comes over to your house, you don't got chips, you're in trouble.
I might be a little grumpy.
And I don't mean French fries. I mean like potato chips. Just to be clear. Are you on email?
Do they even sell potato chips?
Yeah, they do. Now.
Okay.
Are you on email?
Not right now. No.
Oh, dude, you got to go out to your Ransom Race mail.
Why?
Because I just sent you something that's really funny.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I was having lunch with Mr. White and Pastor Mead the other day at one of the... We have about a dozen hole-in-the-wall Mexican restaurants here that are fantastic in Pasadena. Because, I mean, you don't get more authentic Mexican food unless you go to Mexico. Because, honestly, these places are just little pieces of Mexico. And this gal was singing because of the very cool app SoundHound. That will go out and listen and sample the music and come back and say, this is who's singing and stuff like that. And right. You can look at the entire person's catalog. I can't even remember her name, but I forwarded you the album cover because it was freaking hilarious.
Okay.
There it is. Paquita. Paquita la del Barrio. Taco Placero con Maricha.
Wow.
If you're not in your email, I'll just blow up my screen really big to show you. Okay. But this is priceless. This is priceless.
Oh, my gosh.
Paquita la del Barrio.
Paquita la del Barrio, Taco Placero.
And to be in a Mexican...
That's what was playing. Nice.
And SoundHound went and pulled it and said, oh, you're listening to this. It's like, wow, that's a really good program. She's a looker. She is a looker. Now you look away. That's the problem with the kind of looking that she is.
That's not nice.
Anyways, we are now moving on. We moved out of Buffalo to the last of my check-in.
We're out of Buffalo.
And mercifully out of Buffalo. And we are now headed to Miami. I can't do
Miami Dolphins. And by the way, July 12th through the 16th and July 19th to the 23rd, you can attend the Dolphins Academy summer camps, by the way.
Woo-hoo!
There you go.
Bring your kids.
For more information, call 305-943-7272.
Operators standing by. Remember, this is a free call.
All right, let's talk about the Miami Dolphins here.
Let's talk about the Miami Dolphins.
I think the Miami Dolphins, they kind of, what's the word?
I don't know.
I'm looking for, Jeffrey.
Got me.
You know what? I promise that you know what? From now until the season starts, I'm going to get better at my vocabulary so that I can just throw words out there.
Okay.
And be like Don King and not even make sense. Just throw a big old word out
well,
there.
Well, he just makes words up. He doesn't have an active vocabulary. He has an active imagination.
Oh, Jews. Who did I say? Oh, Jews? I didn't mean to say that.
Oh, Jews.
Oh, dude is what I said. Oh, dude.
Don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Okay. We'll stop there.
Sell it for more money.
All right.
Where did that come from?
Salad for more money?
Sell it for more money.
I like salad for more
salad
money.
So I'll take salad for more money, please.
$500, Alex.
Alex, thank you. The Miami Dolphins. So here, can you give me, read me their numbers. Can you read me the numbers with the years?
Oh, like you did before. That was kind of cool.
That was cool. I like how you do that.
Yeah, I don't know how you did that. I did that.
Oh, that's good.
That was kind of magical. Oh, okay. I'll get there. Right. But you vamp
Thank
until
you.
Then.
I'm going to vamp for a second. Now, the Miami Dolphins on the offensive side of the ball, they were 17th overall on offense.
Got it!
And on the defensive side of the ball is where they had their problems. They were 22nd in the league overall on defense, 25th overall, allowing 25 points per game. That is a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here we go.
Yeah.
We'll do this properly. We'll start most recent and then go back.
Okay.
So 7 wins last year. Yep. I won't get everyone it totaled 16, so if you're anal enough to need to know how many losses, do the math.
Yeah.
7 wins last year. 2008 was their big surprise season.
That's where they came out of
Bill
nowhere.
Bill Parcells shows up and he brings along his sidekick.
Tony Sperano. 11 wins, right?
And they had 11 wins. Wow, exactly. Man. This after a season in 2007
They
had one win.
All right. 7, 11, 1. Go, keep going.
6.
6.
9.
9. So they're all over the place.
All over the place.
9, 6, 1. So they were really on the decline. Then 11, and now 7.
And now failing to make the playoffs, failing to be 500.
Nobody in their dog spent 11 wins. They unveiled the Wildcat.
Yep.
They took the league by surprise. They sneaked up on some teams. They sneaked out some wins, got 11 wins, got to the playoffs, and then got ousted by the Baltimore Ravens in the first round. That's the way I recall that season.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, sir.
This is the team that is the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. One minute they're good, and the next minute they're just awful.
They had a good draft, though.
They did have a good draft. You know what? Everybody's touting Chad Pennington as coming in and being a very capable stopgap for the Miami Dolphins. But you can only go so far with a stopgap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you eventually got to plug in the guy who's going to be the guy. And the Miami Dolphins don't have that guy. And they've decided over the last several drafts to not go out and get that guy. They're waiting. I don't know what they're waiting for. I don't know who they're waiting for. But until they get a quarterback to at least start some of the forgetting process of a Dan Marino, they're just not going to be anywhere.
Well, and they certainly didn't do anything in the draft to try and address that.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
They didn't even, not even in the late rounds did they take a quarterback.
Nope. They ended with the linebackers in the seventh rounds. How's that? They had the 212th pick and the 250th.
They went
pick.
Defensive heavy.
Big time.
As a matter of fact, their entire draft was on the defensive side of the ball except for their third-round pick,
John Jerry,
who they took an offensive line.
Right.
Yeah.
Besides tackle, linebacker.
Which you got to give them
corner,
a little bit of props.
Safety.
The year before, they were 22nd in the league on defense. And so, yeah, you need to bolster your defense. But you got to score points.
Mm-hmm.
There was a great NFL Network top 10 myths.
Ooh. You're back on that rant.
What?
The thing I haven't ranted about that I want to rant about.
What do you want to rant?
Go ahead. I'm interrupting.
That defense wins championships.
Ah. Oh, that was a good one.
Oh, it was
top
great.
10 myths.
Yes.
Top 10 NFL myths.
Defense wins championships. You know what?
That's
when
who we...
Warren Sapp, who is one of the premier defenders of our time.
And a tiny bit of a prima donna about his own people, you know,
will
the
come
defenders.
Out and tell you that's not true.
That's not true. When he says it,
he says defenses we'll give you a chance. But your offense
somebody's
got to
score the ball.
Offense got to put points on the
board. Somebody's got to score.
I love how he does. Offense got to put points on the board. He's shaking his head.
And that's a lot of head to shake, by the way, Warren.
I love Warren. Says,
and Warren loves the show, so we love him even more.
Yeah. Offense got to put points on the board.
Offense got to put points on the
board. Yeah, he's right. He's like, no. And he's shaking his head very fast. He's like, no. Defense gives you a chance. The offense got to put points on the board. And that's right. Offense got to put points on the board.
Well, and the Dolphins have been a little on the creative side, obviously trying to manufacture points.
Yes, they have. They have done a lot on the offensive side.
And Ricky Williams is now going to be staffed with running the Wildcat.
Man, that's interesting.
With Ronnie Brown going down.
Ronnie Brown's down?
Isn't he?
Well, he was at the end of last season, but...
is he going to bounce back?
You think he's going to not start?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know either.
I just worry about guys that get hurt in their
abilities.
That is
something that as the season progresses and training camps progresses, we'll have to, you know, keep an eye on, obviously, the running back situation.
Okay, so he's probable for the start of training camp.
What about Pat White? You know, they went out, they drafted
this. Yes, they did, and they signed him.
Versatile quarterback. Well, they got him last year.
Okay, that's why they signed him. I told you,
you know,
that.
He would come in every once in a while, and he would line him in the shotgun, and he would run a weird variation of the Wildcat.
Yeah. He didn't do much.
You know what? If anything, I've learned about the National Football League.
He didn't complete a pass, by the way.
There's a fad. And the fad will work for a little bit.
Yeah.
It's gonna catch on. People are going to be like, "Woo, look at that. Oh, man. Oh, you tricked me. That was good.
In fact, I might try that.
But then everybody catches up. And then once you catch up, you got to do something new. And I think that's what happened to the Dolphins last year. They were so like, we could still be tricky. And then everybody caught up and they were like, how are we going to be tricky now? And yeah. They didn't find that next step. They didn't find the next gimmick. And that's something about the NFL. You got to quickly adapt and find the next gimmick that's going to work for you or it's not going
to
work.
Well, to me, the gimmick du jour is not a gimmick at all. It's an evolution of the sport. And sometimes things are gimmicks and sometimes they're evolutions. Do you agree with that?
Okay.
And I think the evolution that we're seeing, there's two primary ones that have changed the game dramatically on the offensive side of the ball. And that is the evolution of the tight end as more of an offensive weapon rather than a blocker.
Yes.
And the other is the dual running backs and the no longer having the dominant single running back. And those things are changing the game pretty dramatically.
Dual running backs are important. I think the Dolphins have that. They're okay at the tight end position.
I'm saying in general for the league, the tight end is evolving as an elite skills position rather than just an afterthought.
Just a blocker who can occasionally catch the ball.
Yeah, he's just your emergency outlet guy.
Yes.
And as is evidenced in Atlanta, where Gonzalez led the team, I think, in catches. If not, he was off by just a few.
Jason Wynn's another example. He's always at the top for the Cowboys. You got what's his name in Chicago who tore it up last year, Olsen. For the Bears, had 8 touchdowns last year for them. And Antonio Gates for the San Diego Chargers. He is one of their premier weapons.
That's all they got right now. Pat White is certainly not the answer.
No.
He got a concussed, and he was 0-5 in his completions. And so I don't think he's the answer. They were hoping he would be a scrambling kind of guy that could get stuff done. But they, you know, I think that they think that they are fine at quarterback.
I think that they think.
I do. These are things I think, to quote Peter King. I think they think that Chad Henne is good enough, and Chad Pennington as a backup is good enough, and that they're good to go.
Well, when you start in Buffalo, okay, but then when you have to visit Minnesota.
The schedule gets difficult.
The Jets, New England, Green Bay, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Baltimore, Tennessee. Dude!
By the way, this is Pittsburgh Week 7. Week 7.
Yeah.
That'd be called Ben Roethlisberger.
Ben Roethlisberger's back. Minnesota's not going to be a joke. The Jets are going to be formidable again. New England will be up there. Green Bay is going to be tough. Pittsburgh, Cincinnati will once again be a team. Baltimore will be a tough team. Tennessee will be a tough team. Chicago.
I got to win 7 games, 7-9.
Who? Where are the 7?
I'm actually being generous. I'm giving them
Detroit,
Buffalo,
Cleveland.
A home game against the Jets. You play them twice. Usually split.
Okay.
So Cleveland, Oakland, And well, Oakland's going to be greatly improved. Oakland's not a given anymore.
No.
Six.
Yeah,
I'm giving him six.
I don't see more than six.
I got six.
I'm putting him at 5-11.
I'm going six just to be kind, although this is not the prediction show.
It's not.
Let's just be clear.
Yes.
But they have a very formidable schedule.
When you do that.
I'm being stern with the fans, Steven, not you. I'll give you a hug.
But you were looking at me, though.
No, I was actually looking at my laptop.
I think you kind of glared sideways with your eyes. See, just like that. That's what you did. All right. Bottom line is, I think what we're trying to do with the show, will the team improve or go down from where they were a season ago? And for Buffalo, I think they're going to go down.
But I think it's a schedule thing as much as anything.
And for the Dolphins, I think with the Dolphins, they're going to come down.
See, the problem is whom do you play in your conference and whom you get paired up with, and they are paired up with
the South.
With the South, exactly. Yes.
Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Cleveland.
Got it.
And three of those teams are very tough. And
who
knows?
I would put Cleveland, we don't know about, but
that's
certainly Pittsburgh and Baltimore are formidable challenges.
And the
probably the division winner.
the Bengals. Yeah.
Again, Carson Palmer insisting that he feels better than he has
ever.
Yes. And that can't hurt. But
by the way, Palmer scheduled to be at that
at
July
the NFL Live thing next week at the LA Coliseum.
Which is
why we're sure that we'll see Peter King next week.
No, Peter's actually, he already said he will be there.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's how we know we'll see him next week.
All right. Well, let's go to the New England Patriots.
New England Patriots.
The Patriots of the New England area.
Of the greater New England area.
Why do they get a region? Why are they known as Boston?
Well, first of all, they were the Boston Patriots for a little while.
But they're not anymore. They're the New England Patriots.
It's the LA Angels of Anaheim kind of thing. You're trying to increase your market share by wrestling in people from the neighboring areas.
But they're not in Boston. They don't play in Boston.
No, they play in Foxborough, which is like 30 minutes south of Boston.
There you go.
So this is the thing. They want to represent Connecticut, Vermont, all of your New England states, Maine even.
I see.
And so since those teams don't...
We're the New England people.
Yeah, the New Englanders.
We're the people who... We really didn't want to leave England, so we just made a New England.
All right, now you're being terse.
How am I being terse?
Well, you're going back a few hundred years.
Well,
you know?
Okay, but you know.
But that's what it was at the time.
It was that, right?
Yeah, a long time ago.
All right, and so what is it now?
It's still New England because of history. They don't see themselves as having any connection with England aside from a name. That's why Nacho likes
the Patriots.
Well, because he's Spanish?
And a lot of the English people.
No, that is why the English do, but I'm not sure about Nacho.
Being a Spaniard, I don't know. Nacho just spent a lot of time
there. He spent a lot of time there and met a lot of pretty girls there, and I can't begrudge him that.
Which, by the way, Nach, I mean, I met some...
Did you see the picture of his girlfriend with them dressed up for the World Cup?
I did not, but...
Nacho, marry her! Marry her!
What are you waiting for?
My gosh!
But still, the deal is, we're at Universal Studios, and these five Spanish gals...
They're beautiful.
Just lovely.
Yes.
And they were making fun of my Spanish, because, you know, it's not the best.
It's not the best... Mexican Spanish. So let alone Spanish.
And so we were having fun, and they were asking about the rise, and we were talking World Cup and the whole stuff. And I was like, Nacho, how did you do it? I mean, I would have gone crazy. Had I grown up in Spain, I would have been a player.
You certainly wouldn't have come to America to meet girls.
No, I would have been a player.
You would have said, I'm staying home because everything looks very good here. Looking very, very good here.
I don't want to go anywhere ever. Anyways, back to the New England Patriots.
One of the million-dollar questions is going to be the health of Wes Welker.
Really? Is that a million? Because my million-dollar question was, were they going to find a new way to cheat?
Steven.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to be nice to this year. I want to be nice to this year. I take it back.
Well, and we're trying to not...
We're not going
to
dwell on the past.
Well, it frustrates me to death that nobody ever mentions that as an issue.
What?
That apparently is a taboo issue in NFL media circles.
Ooh, I see. It's taboo.
Don't you think?
And I'm trying to be in the media, so I should not be taboo.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
I'm going to be taboo.
I'm saying that it's interesting.
I'm going to be unlike media people.
Well, we've been unlike for a long time.
So
how's it working out for us?
Well, here we are. Still
here we are
in
doing
our
a podcast
studio.
In my bedroom with our tacky little on the air sign.
We're on the air, so shut up, damn it. How many people can say they're on the air? Exactly.
I don't know, a few hundred.
A few hundred. And of those few hundred people, who can say whatever it is they want to say on their show?
What's his name?
Maybe
Sirius.
Three. Maybe three.
Howard Stern can say whatever he wants.
I'm talking
and
about
Don Imus.
I'm talking about NFL people.
NFL that can say whatever they want?
Yeah.
Probably Peter King.
That's what I'm saying. Probably three or four. Boomer could probably say what he wants. Tom Jackson has the cred to say whatever he wants.
Rich Eisen doesn't dare or he'll lose his job.
But he's starting to push them. He's starting to push them.
Well, he's starting to feel his oats. He's like, I've been here 6 years.
He's starting to push
I've been
the
here
envelope
6 years,
a little bit, which I like. I like that about Rich. I'm just pushing the boundaries, see how far I can get away before.
Am I really an independent journalist, or do I work for all the owners?
Yes. So there's some fun stuff there. But anyways.
Look.
I take it back. You're right. I crossed the line. There was a boundary there. They haven't cheated in a lot of years. I'm just mad. First of all, hey, New England fans, I'm messing around with y'all. I'm just having a good time. I'm goofy.
But you know that he's hating.
I'm not hating at all.
You know he is. You just know.
You know what? This is how much I'm hating. I got them winning the division this year, okay?
Okay, that's a prediction. You prefer to be correct on your predictions more than anything, just like me.
Okay.
Okay.
So what?
So you have to be honest in your assessments.
Right.
But you can still be a hater.
I want to be wrong in this prediction?
Sure.
But that's not going to happen.
Do you want them to come in last place?
Sure.
All right, let's be
honest. But it's not going to happen.
All right, here's their win tallies. Last year they won 10 games.
Yeah.
And the year before, 11.
And didn't get into the playoffs with that 11-win season.
Correct, but did with the 10-win season.
Isn't
and then
that
lost.
Weird?
Well, that was a strange anomaly. That was one of those things.
You still owe me, by the way, for that game.
Do I?
Ravens, Patriots.
Keep my 3-2 card.
We had a side bet. We had a side bet. So you forget some things, man.
I forget lots of things. I don't forget things that cost me 60 bucks a month.
Cancel the thing, dude.
Dude, today I got the dentist, then I got to work some, and then I got to get my butt down to Anaheim for the All-Star game.
Let's get finished with the Patriots.
10 wins, 11 wins, 16-0. Who can forget 2007?
Well, I'm pretty sure there are a lot of New England Patriots and a lot of New England Patriot fans who want to forget 2007, Jeffrey.
Who want to forget 2007?
Yeah, absolutely. They would.
16-0?
If you ask them, would you much rather be 16-0 and not win the Super Bowl to the New York Giants, or
win the Super
be
Bowl?
15-1 and beat the Giants in the Super Bowl?
Well, no dur.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Okay.
Do what I'm told. I don't think that. I don't feel if I were a player and I were 16-0 and I didn't win the Super Bowl, I don't think that season would be special to me. I would be a little upset about that season, and I would want to forget it.
It's hard. I don't know.
Yeah.
Prior to that, 12 wins and 10 wins. So they're the perennial beasts amongst the division. I mean, they've been at the top of the AFC East for a decade.
They have had,
long and glorious run.
They've had the Bills to eat on and the Jets to eat on for the most part.
Seriously, and the Dolphins. And it's, the Dolphins have made people cry for a long time. But there's
just has Hootie.
Yeah, well, do you want me to?
Yes. Darius Rucker.
Darius Rucker.
Huh? I'm such a baby, call the
Dolphins make me cry. Nice pull. He's now made a career for himself as a country singer, Western artist.
I know that.
To quote the Blues Brothers, we like both kinds of music, country and Western.
Country and Western. And he was on Dan Patrick the other day, and Dan was like, seriously? Country Western?
Nice.
Okay. Looking at their schedule, Jeffrey, I don't see how they don't win 10 games again.
Well, that's the easy thing. That's the nice thing about being them is that the schedule, for whatever reason, seems to favor them consistently. Now, part of that is that they are a good football team.
Yes.
Okay. Without question, Steve and I have never said that they're not a good football team. We've accused them of cheating and things like that. But why do they cheat? Because they've run out of ways to get better. If you ask me.
Although, by virtue of, you know, winning the division last year.
You've got division winners.
You get
the Superchargers. You get the Vikings.
You get the Chargers. You get the Vikings. You get the Colts.
You get the Colts.
It's going to be interesting. Although Indianapolis does go to New England this year. 10 wins will be easy. They'll do better than 10, I'm sure. They'll find a way to win 10.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'll split with the Jets.
Split with the Jets.
I think they'll possibly split with the Dolphins.
They usually do split with the Dolphins. Yes. That's just history.
Depending on how the Colts are doing, they might not beat the Colts. They might not beat the Steelers because it's in Pittsburgh. It'll be Ben will have been back for
and
about
had
four
several
weeks.
Weeks, right? And they're going to basically be making a late playoff run. Is the way I see the Steelers season.
They got to come out to San Diego, and the Chargers will be, you know, feeling their oats by then. I think.
Chargers usually start slow, finish hot.
They have the Vikings, and that's going to be a tough one.
But, dude, the end of their season.
They got the Packers. That'll be a tough one.
Yes, it will. But that's at home again. Yeah. And I tell you, they're a terrific team. At Buffalo and then versus Miami is how they finish the season. And, you know, the NFL promised us that week 17 was going to matter. But hosting Miami versus being at Miami, I'd much rather have seen it play out that way.
Right.
Because I think that would be a little bit more interesting.
Every game, week 17, is a divisional game.
We have failed to mention that the schedule makers did that. As a little gift and as a way to try and keep it so that guys were playing all their starters and stuff and fans are getting their money's worth, the division rival will be on your schedule for week 17, which is kind of nice.
And in most cases, week 16 as well.
Now,
not all cases, but in most cases.
Right.
Week 16 as well.
So the status of Wes Welker, a hard name to say with his shoulder, he is
Wes Welker.
He is questionable for the start of training camp.
Yes.
And we don't know much more than that.
Yeah, but I think the bigger question is, how's Brady's knee?
How's Brady's knee? He's fine.
How's Brady's leg?
Dude, he's had a whole offseason.
Yes, and a whole year last year. But, you know, he was still in some games a little tippy-toey. Can he forget about having the tippy-toey?
You said live on Sky Sport News with Jim White and Claire.
Yes.
You said, I don't see any hesitation in Tom Brady and the way he is delivering
the
football.
In the game he played.
And that was, mind
you, in the snow.
In the week four, Tennessee.
That was week seven. It was the week before week eight when we were in London.
Was it week eight, London?
It took him 7 weeks to not be tippy-toed.
And I said, I still see some hesitation.
And it came back. It creeped back in the end of the season.
Did it?
By the time he got to Baltimore, the playoff game, he was tippy-toeing like a mother. Obviously, Baltimore was teeing off of him like he was a pinball machine.
Right.
But, yeah, it creeped back at the end of the season.
Well, you didn't mention that.
Well,
My single source of all NFL knowledge.
Why do you think I didn't? I took the Baltimore Ravens, and you still owe me for that game.
How do I owe you? What happened that I owe you?
You took the Patriots.
Well, sure.
I took Baltimore.
Right.
You were.
I remember
so confident,
the game. I remember the game. It was a Monday night game or something.
No, it was a playoff game.
Well, there you go. It was a playoff game.
No playoff games on Monday night.
But this is my point of saying that it was a game played in isolation. There was no other games being played simultaneously. Yes. It had my undivided attention, and Stephen knows how hard that is.
I will give you that.
Will we cover all the games?
Oh God, Jeffrey is. You know what? I almost cannot watch games with Jeffrey anymore. Which is going to be very hard because I'm going to have to watch games.
You
with
are
because
we're going to be on the road a lot more. On the road again.
Jeffrey is a flipping machine. Man.
I am. I've got to be there. The Red Zone channel is great, but when I like before the Red Zone, I'm like, okay, I see a team at midfield. I got to be there.
Yeah,
I'm a midfield, so they need a secondary channel, which is the midfield channel.
The midfield channel. When a team gets at the 50-yard
line. Past
the
50. Yeah. Past the 50. Then I need to know what's going on.
Right.
Gotta know.
Okay.
And I'd like to know how you got there, by the way.
Right. See? Watch the whole game.
I want to see all the games,
see,
damn it.
I like the Red Zone channel on one station, but I want one game that I don't flip from. I want the whole experience of that one game.
Yeah. Well, that's why I do NFL replay.
Yes.
Because then you get to see the whole game, only you don't have to put up with the between.
Some of us, you know, have jobs and stuff.
Oh, some of us just like to stay up till 1 o'clock in the morning watching
NFL
replay. Well,
that's
true,
too. That's true, too. NFL replay.
And that's the only time I get the TV anyways nowadays with the kids. I don't know what's happened, man. Losing control of my house. New England Patriots, we expect them to do well. We expect them to win the division.
Less the same.
I think for sake that they are getting older as a team, yes. I'm going to say that they take a small step backwards. But I don't think that the rest of the division is doing enough to keep up. The New York Jets are certainly spending enough money to keep up.
Right.
And we will maybe that's a good way to transition.
But by the way, the New York Jets are showing that their PCL prices have been cut up to 50%.
Yes, their personal seat licenses, which is what season ticket holders have to pay. Unlike the Giants, they are trying to reach out and draw in more and more fans to pay these outrageous salaries that they're paying people. They have one of the highest payrolls in the National Football League. And should we transition to the New York Jets?
We should.
All right. We are now talking about the New York Jets. Did you all enjoy the transition? I hope you did.
It was quite lovely. Thank you. The Jets.
There we go. The New York Jets.
The Jets of New York, not to be confused with the Jets of San Francisco.
Look, we say that because the New York Football Giants, so we say the New York Football Jets. It's just all part of the same little gag. It's not a big deal.
Is it a gag?
Yeah, it's kind of a gag.
Rex Ryan. I'm starting to like this guy.
Oh.
What?
What happened?
What?
When did this happen?
Damn. I don't know. It was recent.
You were just, man, I was dragging you along all last year. I love me some Rex Ryan.
I know. I'm starting to like this guy a lot.
You got to.
Yeah. You know what? He's like me.
That's why you didn't like him at first.
He's a big, huggable teddy bear.
That's right. Who wears his heart on his sleeve.
I want to give him a big hug.
That's right. He's awesome. Absolutely love him.
Oh, man. You know what it was? I'll be honest. I think it was he was the son of Buddy.
Buddy Ryan was.
You know what? As a matter of fact, Rex, I would just go out. I hate your dad, dude.
I hate
him right now.
And you know what? What would Rex say to I hate your dad?
I probably hate my dad too.
First, he'd punch you.
Yeah.
Because he's a good old boy.
Yeah.
So first, he'd punch you just because he has to.
Right.
Yeah. Out of deference to defend your father. And then he'd help you up and say, "There's times I wanted to clean his clock."
There's times I hated my dad too.
Yep.
But no, it's I think that's what it was all last year, and I'm a grown man now.
Okay.
I'm grown in life.
Wow.
And so I can't hold Rex responsible for what his father did.
That's really nice.
Yes. So I like Rex Ryan now.
That's nice.
Are you taking any prescription medication?
Not right now.
Okay, so I just want to know how valid that is.
It is pretty valid.
All right.
I might hate him tomorrow, but
Why would you?
I love the man. I think he's good for the New York Jets.
He's good for the entire NFL, if you ask me. He's brought a breath of fresh air in by just telling the truth.
Yes.
And that is something that we like very much here at NFL Rants and Raves. And the New York Jets.
You can't handle the truth.
Ah, thanks. That was a really good Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is on the receiving end of that line.
That was
Jack.
I wasn't trying to be Jack. I was just delivering my line.
Okay, good enough.
Can it be a Stephen Miranda line?
You not
can't
that
handle
line.
The truth.
Not that line.
No?
No, not really. Sorry, I'm a
you
harsh
know what?
Taskmaster.
Fine, if we had a production crew, I would get them to get all these lines from these movies and have them readily available for me.
You tell me what you want, you provide me with a DVD, and you got it.
I can do all of that. I don't have time.
That's the point. I can do it, but you got to provide me with the stuff that you want.
If I got to do all that, then I might as well just do it myself.
Okay.
All right, so New York Jets, Jeffrey.
Yeah, babe.
They had a very tiny draft because they only picked four players.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with what they did, with what they had, can't complain all that much. I like Joe McKnight in the fourth round. That was decent.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Wilson, the quarterback, will learn from Lost, which is going to be great.
Learn from Lost.
But I think Lost needs to, and I think he's already said he's not going to hold out. He'll come to camp and do his due and stuff. But he's got a point. When you're lost, you need to get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're in the top five at your position. You need to earn money like you're in the top five in your position.
So what are you suggesting? Should he show up for training camp?
He has to. He has to. If he wants to get paid, he has to.
That's exactly the right answer, Stephen, because there's a date of August 20th.
Yeah.
And if he is not in camp at August, or maybe even August 3rd, he forfeits, first of all, a year of league eligibility yes. towards becoming a free agent.
Yes.
And something like $20 million.
Yeah.
Oh, that's his contract. His contract, he's basically saying, can go null and void if you do that. So that's but here's the thing. Even Ocho Cinco weighed in on Darrell Revis.
What did Ocho Cinco have to say?
He doesn't believe the cornerback will hold out when the Jets report on August 1st. Why would he hold out and not return to play against me?
Oh, God.
Oh, Chad. It's all about me, except when it's not, and then it's about me. I like him, though.
So it's my understanding that Hard Knocks will be following the New York Football Jets
that is
this year.
Absolutely correct. And
I gotta
that's going
to
be
that.
Fantastic.
I got to get to that training camp
now,
this year.
The Jets training camp?
Yes.
Where do they train?
I don't know.
It's got to be in the East Coast.
Somewhere.
We can't afford that.
I'll drive.
You'll drive to the East Coast.
I've done it once.
Yeah, 3,000 miles. That's a bit of a haul.
It is a haul and a half.
I mean, how many miles can
on
you realistically
again. Let's
drive
do it together? Let's just drive together.
Dude,
come on.
I have always wanted to drive across this country.
Yeah, see? We could stop and see the great big ball of wax. And we could stop and see the thing.
Which Trish continues to deny you the
yes.
thing.
Yes. I'm going to stop and see the thing one of these days.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about the thing. I don't know the thing. I've
just
been
that
by.
It's called
the thing.
I mean, how could you not want to see something like that?
I don't know. Maybe because there's no one like who cares. Like,
there's not even enough people left here in the stands for a good boo.
Booed out.
Oh,
that's the thing.
In one of the games. It's emptied out. It's
not even enough people here in the stands for a good boo.
You know what? I like Sanchez.
Really? You've done a lot of change in this offseason,
Steven. I liked Sanchez last year.
You got tired of me singing Missionville High School.
I did. Actually, I got a little bit more tired of after every show that my wife listened to having to hear, you guys aren't singing it right.
Yeah, I would get tired of that too. That's enough reason that I'm just going to stop singing it because I don't want
Great.
You to have to put up with her.
Thank you.
Look, I raised her. I know.
Why do you always sing it wrong? I'm like, I don't know the words. I didn't go to your school. Talk to your brother.
And the only reason I don't know the words is I wasn't a cheerleader.
There you go.
We sat in the back at the event
and made fun of the
not the cheerleaders, but the whole pep rally thing. Really. The only one we didn't make fun of was when we would play a team whose mascot was the Cougars, and we would bring in an old Cougar vehicle and take turns with sledgehammers, something they would not allow kids to do today.
Nice.
And we would beat on that car. You'd pay a buck, yes. and you'd get two swings with a sledgehammer.
Did you ever steal like a rival's
Absolutely.
Mascot?
The El Toro
thingy?
High School yeah. Bull. The yeah. Bull.
Yeah, we only ever did that with Eastwood.
Uh-huh.
We did not like the Troopers at all, the Eastwood Troopers. They were our big rival. We were like, you know, we were always beating them, and, you know, they always wanted to beat us but couldn't. And they were the kids on the other side of the track, which had money.
Oh, I'm like, I thought you were on the other side of the track.
We were on the wrong side of the track.
Yeah,
I thought you were on the
south side. I've been to your place.
We were on the poor side of the track. They were on the on
Which,
the money
by
side.
The way, it seems safe. It's just
it's
not
very
nice.
Safe. Yeah,
it's just not nice.
Yeah, it wasn't the
You don't even have paved roads.
We
do
have
you?
Paved roads. Yes, we did.
I thought I wiped out on a bike on your street and tore up my knee.
A bike?
Okay, that must have been Mark's house when he lived up in Paradise.
What in the world are you talking about?
Never mind.
Get on a bike?
Well, look, Steven, my
that was your
dream
brother.
Like
I know what you're
is
about.
Very,
your brother.
Very active.
Yeah, yes. No. We just, you know, it was a little bit more glitzy, more glamorous on the Eastwood side of the tracks. And we would beat them constantly in football.
That's awesome,
and in
as
other
it
sports.
Should be.
And so one year they stole our Highlander. We were the Beller Highlanders. As a big, you know, kind of like
a Highlander.
With
someone
Highlander with the kilt.
A Scot.
And stuff.
A giant Scot.
And we had, you know, an all-woman's bagpipe thing that they would play, and they would get up on the board and they would do the dance and stuff. It was awesome.
Wow.
So anyways, and so we had, you know, this huge thing, a statue outside, and they stole it.
A bunch of Mexican girls playing bagpipes?
They were awesome.
But that's weird.
Yeah. Awesome.
When we were in Anchorage, they had a bagpipe festival.
Really?
That was weird.
Yeah.
You're in Anchorage, Alaska,
that
and you're seeing
weird.
Men in dresses.
But I do remember the year after I graduated that a boy wanted to join the bagpipe band.
Yeah.
And they had to let him.
Yeah.
But it was all girls, usually.
Never mind. If it was traditionally all girls, then stay
out. Yeah, it was traditionally all girls. But thank God I wasn't there because I would have beat the dude up.
There you go. You want to be in? You're in.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Just let me pummel you first. So they stole it. Then we had to go and steal their trooper. And then we burned a big BA out in the middle of the football field. That was awesome.
Yes, we did. You would usually do the giant M for Mission Viejo, and El Toro would return the favor with the ET in the hill.
Yeah.
This is before the days of ET extraterrestrial.
Ah, I see. No, before.
So let's get back to this.
Safety.
Hard Knocks. Jets,
you know,
drive.
It's a million fans at home, or, you know, you got the cameras here. We just gonna operate and do business as usual. That's how we roll.
I'm Mark Sanchez, and you're watching The Buzz.
The new team on this year's Hard Knocks was just announced, and the buzz was there for the kickoff.
Hard Knocks. Yeah.
We're going to let the fans in on something
Woody Johnson.
That they've never seen as close and personal.
You're going to see.
Who was the first person to say we're just going to do what we do?
I don't know. They didn't put a name under it.
Okay. Dude, that is not the way Hard Knocks operates. You are not just going to do what you normally do.
It's reality television,
yeah,
a la NFL, which is
and
that they take the best and most dramatic stories.
One of the things
and they
that
blow
I
them
remember
up and make
about
them a
the
bigger.
Most recent Dallas Cowboy Hard Knocks.
That was 2 years ago.
Was they really made rookie Martellus Bennett just be a bonehead. I mean,
well,
they're
looking for stories. And so they want
but
something.
Really wasn't.
But they're looking for stories that are amusing and interesting and entertaining, and then they want that story to arc over all of the episodes.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
So you need to beat some jokes to death that may not even exist in real time and space. But the show is fantastic. It almost makes me want to sign up. You know what I should do?
Yes.
Oh. I should just call Dish Network and go, I would like a free trial of HBO because I've never tried it before.
Uh-huh.
And just for that month, and then cancel
and
it after
laugh
that month.
You and be like,
no, they won't, because I've never done anything like that in my life, and I've been a customer for like 10 years.
All right. Well, there you go.
And they'll give me HBO, and I can watch Hard Knocks. And I don't have to wait till next year and watch.
For 18 years and just left DirecTV.
I know.
They tried everything. Oh, man. They pulled out all the stops.
Free Sunday ticket.
To try and keep me.
Yeah.
But no.
And how has UVerse worked out for you?
Because
this is a consumer-oriented show. It's NFL edutainment and consumer news.
AT&T UVerse has been great.
Okay.
Their on-demand stuff is fantastic.
Yeah.
The quality is great.
Yep.
I've had no problems with it. I do have my one gripe is you cannot pause live TV.
Correct.
In other rooms.
You can only do recorded programs.
Right.
Right.
You can watch live TV, you just can't pause it.
Well, no one should ever watch live TV anyways. That's one of my beliefs. During the Home Run Derby, I waited for us to get 20 minutes in, and then I started rolling it.
Yeah. Roll tape!
Because I hate commercials. But Hard Knocks, I just, honestly, if you try your cable company out, see if they'll hit you up for a free month. Because otherwise you have to wait. Well, first of all, you have to have NFL Network, and then a year from now, they'll show you. So I just got done watching the Cincinnati Bengals Hard Knocks, and that was a blast. It is a terrific production.
It is a good show.
And it really takes you deep inside, and
so
you get
NFL
a very...
NFL Films doing it, right?
It is NFL yeah, Films that records it. NFL and films, what yeah, you get, though, Stephen, having attended training camp, as you and I have yeah. for the Cowboys, yeah. you get a very real sense of what training camp is like.
Yeah, what they're doing.
So despite the storylines that they may exaggerate,
yeah.
you get a very real sense of how intense that month is. And they take you through each of the preseason games and the coaches' meetings and the cutting of players
and how you determine
how you're going to decide yeah. that. And it is torture.
I just remember seeing the Bengals one and Marvin Lewis just looking at his offensive lineman. It was like, we got to make a decision, dude.
Yeah.
Who is it? And it's like, yeah, this guy's just not. He's not picking up his block assignments the way he should be, and you know, and that's and they just decide right.
Yeah.
The future. If you're not doing your job, it comes out of
everything
those tapes.
Gets filmed. Every single practice gets filmed in training camps, and all those films are looked at by somebody.
Right.
And there's guys taking notes on everybody. And if you're not, you know, if you're not bringing water, and you're the backup, you're not bringing water to the starter, that gets noted, yep. and you will find yourself without a job. We're putting you on waivers. Congratulations.
Yes.
And it's creepy, too. It's like someone will be contacting you within the next 2 hours.
It's the Turk.
With your flight information. I don't know what the Turk is.
The Turk is the guy who comes and says the owner, the coach wants to see you.
That's okay, what they call we'll see.
They call him the Turk.
At final cutdowns, they showed, for the Bengals at least,
yeah.
there was one head coach that was responsible for calling all the players that were getting cut. And then Marvin Lewis called all the players who were getting kept. So for those
really?
On the bump on the bubble, it was, you know, your phone rings so, and it says Cincinnati
well, maybe,
Bengals.
Maybe the
and
Turk's
you're like,
only
oh
a,
crap.
Maybe the Turk's only a cowboy thing.
It could be
because the Turk basically goes to the player and says,
"Coach wants to see you.
Coach Phillips wants to see you." And then he escorts that coach, and he's like, "And bring your playbook and everything." And
oh God!
Everything.
Oh God!
So he gets everything.
So you already know then yeah. ahead of time.
He walks you
so
in.
So basically, everybody avoids this one guy.
Oh God! You do not. Want to get a visit from the Turk, man.
Well, what I'm saying, but it'd be ridiculous. I'd hate to be him because you would never catch me. Not because I'm fast, because I see you coming a mile away. I just drive out. I'm going to Florida right now. Bye. You got to come find me.
Yeah.
And you're never going to find me. I'm hiding under a rock.
The Turk comes to your room. It's like, you know, get all your stuff. Come see the coach. And then the coach. So you're saying that the Marvin Lewis didn't meet with every person that got cut?
No.
Wow, that's awesome. See, the Cowboys
did He did
that.
One guy. There's one guy that wouldn't leave the facility. Everybody right. else is in their hotel rooms, just staring at their cell phones.
Yeah.
And one guy's down in the parking lot sitting in a golf cart with his phone.
Yeah.
And so Lewis went down and talked to that guy to tell him that he was being cut.
Okay.
Because the guy wouldn't leave the facility.
The Cowboys bring every player in.
Well, that's the way it should be. And that's the way Jordan's team is, which I yeah. love his coach
and
because he
too,
meets with the parents, too, and he right. just sits down and he says, here's the situation. Here's where your son stands in my program. He is welcome to continue. I encourage him to continue playing. Some kids just develop at a different rate than others. And I would encourage him to get into some travel ball and things like that and come back and try out again next year.
Yeah.
And that is very respectful. The coach just looks yeah. the players
that's
squarely in the eye.
And sometimes, you know what? And, you know, you should probably stick around.
Yeah, hang around. If someone gets hurt.
If you get, you know, if you pass the waivers, we...
Well, and that was the thing. There was two guys that the Bengals snuck through waivers.
Yeah, we get you through waivers. It's possible we'll bring you back and put you
and put you on the practice squad. And the practice squad means you're one snap away from being on the team.
Exactly. So I thought all teams, I mean, I guess just because I've really only seen the Cowboys.
Right.
I mean, I saw a little bit of the Bengals ones. I didn't see cut down of the Bengals. But the Cowboys bring all the players in.
Yeah, it was really eye-opening. I mean, because although we had a lot of access with the Cowboys, we didn't go – We weren't at a lot of these. I mean, because NFL films, they go inside
into
these meetings.
The meeting rooms.
Yeah.
We do not have access.
Nobody does. Room. Nobody does unless you are a head coach or an assistant coach. You yes. are not in these meeting rooms.
Yes.
And so they have cameras in there to show you how they're agonizing over these guys and what a painful cutthroat business it is because these coaches really do care about these guys. I love this kid. This kid is so good. And Lewis just says, can he bring it now? And the coach is like, no, I don't think he can bring it yeah. now. But he's a project.
One of the things about the Bengals one was the running back situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
You had the backup to Cedric Benson.
Right.
And was it going to be Dede Dorsey or was it going to be yeah. the guy who didn't make it?
Right.
And that's the guys they brought down to the wire because they were trying to sneak him through waivers. And so they let it go to the very last hour before they made their announcement. And they actually got the guy And they cleared him through waivers because at that last hour, there's a flurry of activity.
Right.
And if he clear waivers, that means that they put your name is out there and you're a free agent.
Yeah.
And all the teams are scurrying, trying to look at that as people are being added constantly.
Right.
And sometimes things get missed. Or there's somebody that teams just aren't that keen on, and they slip through. And then once you're through waivers, then the team that released you can re-sign you.
Right.
And then you probably end up on the practice squad, and that's what happened with the Bengals. But we're talking about the Jets, and yes, they're going to be on Hard Knocks. And I'm just encouraging everyone to watch because you will get something very special. Yeah. Now, what do we expect from the Jets?
What do I expect from the Jets? I expect I don't think they can duplicate their feat from last season.
Mm.
And that's getting to the championship game.
Okay.
I think that the Jets were the team last season similar to the Miami Dolphins from a season ago where they just snuck up on people. Like, it's the Jets. It's a rookie head coach and a rookie quarterback and a rookie running back that comes in every once in a while. And they made a trade for Braylon Edwards. They got, you know, don't got no receivers. And then they, boom! They're beating you 21-0. What the? Whoa! How did that happen?
Who's this Daryl who?
How come we can't throw a pass in that direction? Whoa!
Well,
and the next thing you know, they're contending for the division. They get the wild card spot, and the rest is history.
They made a run.
They made a run. They got
those
in.
Those are called runs.
Now, you know, people can say, well, they only got in because the Colts, blah, 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 blah. Whatever. They got in, and they made their in.
Now, as it's been said, I don't care how you get in. You got in. And once you get into the dance, it's how well you dance.
Yes.
And they danced well.
Yes, they did.
And they held their own. But again, they had the Bengals, and you know, they beat the Bengals those 2 weeks in a row.
It's not who you go to the dance with. It's who you go home with. No, wait. That's something.
I like that one.
Scratch that.
That's really, really a fine line. Although there's a girl on the other end that's crying her eyes out.
Yes, I'm very sorry. But
she's mythical. You've never done that.
No.
I mean, I had a girl go home with a different guy. It was her dad.
Why?
This is my 8th grade graduation dance story. You do not know?
No, I don't know the story.
Oh, gosh.
What did you do? What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
Did you try to kiss her?
No, I didn't try and kiss her.
Did you try to touch something you shouldn't have tried to touch?
I didn't even try and hold her hand.
Then what happened?
I was acting boorish. And I don't mean boring, boorish. I was trying to be cool.
Yes.
And she was like, that's not the guy that she agreed to go with.
Yes.
Was Joe Cool. And I thought I would try that persona. I wasn't thinking about her at all.
Oh, I see. You just like,
it was about check out who's on my arm. Have you seen who's on my arm? Cause she's fine. And she's a volleyball player and she's tall and she's cute. And
she called her dad and said, "Dad, can you come pick me up?"
She sent a friend over to tell me that Mary is her name, will not be going home with me, and she's called her father to pick her up.
Nice.
I tell you, there is a moment where you're walking around, I'm strutting around like John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever, and I look like him too because I had my Angels Flight all polyester look going with my vest.
Nice.
I look good. Okay. It wasn't crushed velvet, but it was just one step removed from the crushed velvet.
Nice.
And I'm just strutting along, looking cool, showing everybody who I'm with. And then she's gone for a while, but I'm hanging out with my friend, so that's cool. And then she sends her her second over, her first in command, to tell me that she will be going home.
She
with
sent
her
the
father.
Wingman, dude.
Yeah, she did. She didn't. She couldn't.
She
and
didn't even.
I
come
never
do it
have spoken to her since, and that was 8th grade, and we went through high school together.
Yeah,
and we still have mutual friends to this day.
Wow.
But I will not talk to her because those wounds run deep.
Do they?
Dude,
but
that
you
still
were
cuts
acting
me.
Like something you weren't.
I was a boy. I should apologize to her.
You should apologize to her.
But she won't even talk to me. She probably would now. I mean, it was 50 years ago.
It was 50 years. So just go say, you know what?
You know
what,
Mary? I'm sorry. I was a jerk.
I don't know why
I was
acting that way.
I do. I was 13.
Well, there you go. Well, then tell her that.
And 13-year-old boys do dumb stuff.
You know, I was trying to impress you.
No, I was trying to impress my friends.
You weren't trying to impress her at all.
She was not on my radar.
Wow.
It was, I scored the date, and now I've got to go strut around and tell people how cool I am.
Yeah. That was not good. That was not a good story for you.
Poorly played.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is it about the eighth grade?
Eighth grade boys are buffoons.
The eighth grade dance that I went to, I did not go home with the girl I took to the dance.
Okay.
But that's because halfway through
you
the dance.
Scammed someone else?
No, halfway through the dance, she asked to go outside for a breath of fresh air, and we went out for a breath of fresh air, and she had a joint.
Oh, that's not fresh air. That's called marijuana.
And I was like,
that's called the reefer, man.
Yeah, I don't know who you thought I was, but
right. I'm not that guy.
Yeah, that I don't roll like that. And I didn't use those words because
I don't roll like
those words weren't there back then. But I was like, yeah, I don't do drugs.
I don't do drugs.
She's like, what?
Well,
she's
you
like,
know,
everybody does pot. And I'm
here's
like,
the deal. When
no, I'm not everybody.
When you're as goofy as Steven can be, and I've got a few friends like you, people assume, and I was talking as I brought Jordan home from the concert Sunday night really late, I had to drop off the whole posse. Oh my gosh, it's after 11. We got to go.
Yeah.
So anyways, I had to drop off the whole posse, and so it was just he and another friend, and we were talking about drugs and stuff like that because they brought it up because she was like, this guy started doing drugs, just like you're talking about. Right. She's like, what a freaking idiot. And he thought that I would want to do it and stuff.
Yeah, and she thought that's exactly what you thought.
Yeah. Right. But she's a spaz. Right. And when people are spazzes, they're often, it's assumed that it's artificially induced instead of just, no, I'm a spaz.
No, I'm just high on life, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
That's all there is, baby.
Yeah.
So here's the Jets over the last few years.
Yes.
Last year, 9-7, went to the playoffs, had a fun time. The year before, 9-7, not nearly good enough because not even the Patriots got in at 10-6. And then 2007 was the low point, four wins. And then they also had four wins in 2005. They've been a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde team, and then they put together two good years in a row last year and the year before. But they had 10 wins in 2006.
So, I would say that win-wise, they could probably pull together another 9-10 wins. I just don't think they will get that far in the playoffs.
I'm counting them down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They could get 10 wins.
You know what? It's funny because I got the exact same 10 that you just went through. On
well. Struggled with at the Bears, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
And then you're like, but home against Buffalo, forget that. Yeah. So we both have got them potentially battling tightly with New England.
Yeah, absolutely.
For the division. So that is your AFC East preview, friends.
It's going to be very interesting. You know, we still believe, you know, the Patriots are the cream of the crop in the division.
Yep.
But the Jets are closing the gap, and the Dolphins might have something to say.
Lord knows they've spent enough money.
All right, Jeffrey has to go get drilled upon.
No, I'm just getting my teeth clean.
All right, teeth clean. This has been Steven Miranda.
And Jeff Ellis. Missed you guys.
We are back. We're here once a week,
we'll
every
be back
week,
next week
until the season starts.
Fear
and then,
not.
Twice a week as usual. Steven Miranda.
Jeff Ellis.
NFL Rants and Raves. Good night, people.
Bye.